Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Bonjour, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the premium sports podcast of the Black Guy Who Tips Network. I guess we can call it that now. Got so many shows. As always, I am joined by my mellow, my man, Jay Treasy. What's up, Justin?
What's going on, Rod? All the premium listeners out there.
It's good. It's good to have you back in the house, man.
Oh, man, this is my home away from home. I'm going to start requesting meals from Karen in a minute.
Well, you know, first of all, they probably meals from me. Second of all, you know it's your home away from home because I don't bother to clean up when you come over no more. So, like, you family.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to start taking my shoes off then.
Like, I went to go answer the door today, and I saw a roach in the house, and that is a very rare occurrence. And I sprayed it and just answered the door. Like, instead of being like I could have tried to cover up the crime scene and shit. I was like, you know what? It's one of those water bugs. It'll still be alive. So I opened the door for Justin, and then the roach decided it was time to leave. So I opened the door for the roach.
he didn't want to leave before company came over.
Yeah. He didn't want to be rude, but I figured he could be outside as a little, you know, a little testament to all his little friends. That we don't play that shit in this house.
Yep. Like, nigga, you see what they did to my skin?
Right.
I can't wash this off.
They killing niggas in there. Now, we also got a homie that has been on the show before, but it's been a while since we had him on the show. It's probably like episode maybe 2 or 3. It's Chris from the Insanity Check Podcast. What's up, dog?
What's going on, man? It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
Definitely, man, for sure. Chris is like, you know, a virtual Justin. Like, if he came to my virtual house, I wouldn't clean up either. Feel like Chris is family at this point, so.
Yeah, and you know what? I appreciate that shit. You know that you're tight with somebody when they don't clean up.
Yeah.
Like, this is still dirty in the dish. You know, yeah, no.
He's like, nigga, you know I'm clean.
Right, right.
you ain't never seen no rats in here. Come on now.
Right.
But yeah, today's show is a lot of ratchetness. I'm assuming that we'll be able to talk around it because we all can talk, and a lot of these stories are pretty funny. Let me first play the theme song of the show real quick.
Howdy. You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep in love.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about try hump her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her sound mouth elevate. Hey, Tyra, are you listening?
We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scotty Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Huh, sorry to hear that. Where was I?
We're talking about balls deep in love.
My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
You know, that's actually a good line when he says, I'm talking about not just putting the tip in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more people should really use that. That way you get a clear understanding of where the date going to go at that point.
I swear you never get used to this fucking intro song, yo.
Yeah, it's always good, man.
Yeah, it is.
When I stumbled on this shit, man, my eyes got so big. I was watching Cleveland Show on Cartoon Network one night, and I was like,
I always forget that Scottie Pippen did show up.
I can't
drop an application off
at a fucking Cheesy Charlie's, dude. He's like, oh man, players back in my day didn't make as much as players now.
Salty.
We got a bunch of news. First things first, we haven't talked about it at all on the show, so we might as well break into it now. Since the reason I didn't talk about it is because I never ever believe any steroid scandals, but Ryan Braun definitely did them steroids.
wait, not the first time. The first time he was proven innocent.
Yo, he got off on such a technicality. That shit was like when that he got off, like when the detectives on First 48 are like, yeah, well, we're gonna walk outside for a second, let you think about it. And the person's like, I like to talk to my lawyer. And then they change it. They're like, no, actually, I do want to confess. And they come back and they confess everything. And then later on, they're like, since he did not get a lawyer, they were not able to use any of the confession. Like that, that's the kind of, his technicality he got off on the first time was that, the handling of his urine sample that did test positive broke the chain of, you know, handling for a second or so. Was not left, it was left out of the refrigerator for 3 hours instead of four or some shit. And, he was like, they had to throw out the evidence, even though most, you know, I'm gonna say this. 100% of black people said, come on, man.
What gets me about that is, it's like, when you get thrown out on a technicality, do you not know that they're gonna test it again anyway? And you know you did the shit. Like, you know you're guilty. You might as well just cop to it. It's not trying to drag this shit out. It's not like your urine's gonna magically come back and be like, "Oh shit, I did pass that shit."
Right?
Who do they question and be like, "Oh, he didn't follow chain of command"? Like, how do you find that out? Because if somebody questions me about if I follow my procedures at my job, the answer is yes every time.
Right?
Like, I'm not gonna ever be like, "Well, you know, actually, I didn't follow procedure, and I skipped over the paperwork that said code G42.
Yeah, how do you not forge the paperwork to make it look like you did what you did? Even at, you know, like, Chris is probably getting paid right now to be on our podcast, but if they check, I guarantee you he's backed up his shit where it's like, no, I was actually consulting from that point.
Oh, nigga, I am signing to my email, so technically I'm on the company I am. So I'm working right now.
Right.
Well, actually, Chris, it says here that you took an hour off to do something called Balls Deep. It's a podcast my friend does, so I took off from work to do that. Fuck no.
Right. So I guess he got hit up with the most honest dude ever. And then instead of being like, you know, I got caught and I'm out here and let me be humble about it because I got away with one. He was out here talking shit like y'all need to fire this dude and you know, who else test got fucked up, you know?
What sport is this again?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Well, see, that's the other thing too. It's like, nigga, it's baseball.
Right.
This is a guy that won like player of the year or something like 2
years
ago.
Yeah, he won MVP, man. Like, and also I like that they asked the dude that came in second in MVP what they should do about that MVP. And he was like, I guess, I mean, take it back, I guess. I don't know.
Technically, I'm the winner, right?
You know what he was saying? He's like, so if I accept it, are y'all going to test me?
Right. I mean, yeah, it depends. But y'all, I mean, y'all can have it if y'all not gonna count my test, then fuck yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, cause they hold on to those tests, man, and go back and test them later.
Yeah.
When they have the actual, tools to do so. And I'm confused as to why baseball is one of the three major sports in America, why they're not ahead of the game.
Yeah.
It's so confusing.
They always get caught out. Well, the thing is too, the main problem that baseball has is that the dudes that use are the best dudes.
Like, it's just sport better.
Right. Like, it's not a problem for basketball because, like, when niggas get caught, it's Rashard Lewis.
Right.
And we're sitting around like, Rashard Lewis
We just assume he got cut.
Yeah, he like, he's still in the NBA. Yeah, he does HGH. Yeah, right, man. Doesn't he weigh 115 pounds? Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah, me neither, man. You know, but with baseball, it's always like, this dude just set a home run record. Let's test him.
Yep, here's the thing, though. You know you using? Why are you not just flying under the radar? Like, right, let me just average, like, 40 home runs and just my own base percentage increases.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The worst one was when they had the home run joint with Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire. It's like, y'all niggas know you're gonna be testing, right? It's like, you guys do realize what's gonna fucking happen.
Them niggas look like He-Man action figures that year, dude.
And who were the people that were surprised?
Yeah.
People were mad. Like, no, they're clean.
I don't, you know what's funny is I don't even like baseball. I was taking one look at SportsCenter every day and going, them niggas on steroids.
Mark McGuire had no fucking neck. Barry Bonds. I remember when Barry Bonds looked like Rashard.
Whoa. We're not going to talk about Barry.
My agenda on Barry is still active, which is them white folks ain't catch him.
Right.
No, I'm with you on that one. It's Barry still clean as far as I'm.
Yep. Y'all got to prove that.
Listen, this nigga went to the U.S. Congress and said, "And if I did, I didn't know I was taking them."
Yeah. He was like, "Man, they gave me some cream. And, I rubbed the cream on. That's all I know, bro."
The reason why I love Barry Bonds is because he did the Dave Chappelle, "I didn't know I couldn't do that shit." It works.
Yep. And his homie ain't turned on him, man. He
didn't turn on him. That's the only reason why I support Barry Bonds. Because, he didn't catch him, so...
Barry know how to hook, Barry knows how to, deliver on a promise, because he did something I'm always thinking, why don't these dudes do this? But, then we'll get to it in a second, but, when your supplier of steroids comes out and starts snitching, why don't you just send a dude to his crib, meet with him, and be like, "Hey, how much is it going to take for you to leave my name out of this shit? Mm-hmm. I don't care about these other dudes. Say what you got to say. But for me, personally... what's it going to take for you to just say, I don't think, I never worked with Ryan Braun, or I don't talk to him. I don't know what he did. What's it going to take?" Cause Barry was like, "How much time you got to do? Probably 2 years, $5 million work for you."
Yeah, I take care of your kids. I put them in school. Here's why. I'll take it a step further, Rod. I don't know why these steroid players don't unionize.
That means they got a union. They got a union.
They're all doing it anyway. Shit, yep. You all work together. It's like, "Okay, listen, one of us got to take the heat for this one. All right. Listen, your batting average is down this year, so how about you go ahead and take the heat for us all?"
Right.
"And we'll pay you." You might as well. Shit, right. Why not? You're making millions. Who gives a shit?
They got a union. The problem is they don't like each other. So even when they meet up, it's like, "I hate this nigga.
I forgot about that.
I ain't going in for him. I hate him."
And they always competing with each other because, it should be bringing them back in solidarity, but instead it's like, "Motherfucker, I'm going to get my home runs and you." It's like,
yep.
Wasn't it Clemens that came out against Barry Bonds?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
That's a great point, Justin.
I think baseball players, I'm sorry, they're the dumbest, we don't say this, but they are the dumbest athletes on earth.
Andy Pettis, a Yankee pitcher, came out against his own homeboy and testified against him.
They was doing steroids together right. And he came out and was like, "Man, I found Jesus and he told me steroids is wrong and I just want to apologize to everybody." And they said, "But wasn't you and Roger Clemens using together?" And he was like, "Yeah, we was." Right. Roger's still out there I wasn't doing no steroids. What are you doing?
Right. And it was like, "Oh, you must have forgot I hate you."
Right.
You got the most petty. This is why I hate about this, because with baseball, they don't treat it like basketball and football, where any little story gets blown out of proportion and Kobe Bryant and Dwight hate each other. But it's like, what about these baseball players? I mean, these niggas were literally snitching in front of each other in front of Congress.
Right.
But you were doing it too. Yeah, but you know what? If I'm going down, he's going down
but
too.
But in all honesty though, the reason why these niggas can say what they feel like saying and snitch on who they feel like snitching on, because they actually fight each other in baseball.
Right.
And the person who can fight the best basically does the most talking. Mm. Whereas in basketball, they not going to fight. You know, think about it. Basketball, you can literally talk about another man's wife and compare her to Honey Nut Cheerios. And that's okay. There's no fight later because they worried about a suspension.
I guess, man. But even in this case, I don't remember Mark McGwire or Sammy Sosa fighting nobody, man.
No, but they can. Point is, they know they can and will fight each other.
So they
is what I'm saying.
I don't know. All I know is them niggas are petty as fuck.
So they say what they want to each other, and the one who can fight the best, he's the one that does.
The reason I gotta blow a hole in this theory, I'm sure Roger Clemens can beat Andy Pettit. I'm 100% sure. It's no way in fuck that dude could be
maybe
Roger Clemens, man. Listen. I could, you could just look at them and see,
Andy left-handed, man. As you as a left-hander know, you get them extra sneaky punches in and motherfuckers, and you blocking for the right. and that left hand coming across your eye.
And maybe clean his nose, and he still isn't off the steroids.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think we just need to call the MLB the Real House Husbands of Baseball, yo.
Dude, they are. They are so, like, they're so petty and childish, man. Look, the other problem I got with all this shit, though, is white people. Why do y'all keep believing these dudes, man? Like, y'all are making it funny for, I would love to be able to take this serious, but I'm never going to take the sport or the coverage of the sport serious as long as this trend of person becomes real good at baseball, white people love them, person gets indicated for steroids, white people still believe he didn't do it, person gets caught red-handed with steroids, and then white people go, I'm so hurt. As long as that cycle continues, I'm gonna keep laughing, man.
You know, they do it with every sport, though. Think about the way they did it with, what's his name? One Ball.
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong. It's like, at some point, you gotta be like, hey, listen, white people, I think he's on something. Like, no, I bought a bracelet.
Look at what he's doing for cancer.
I'm like, yeah, but he can still be doing steroids.
Right.
No. And then they were so, like, I saw it, I was like, okay, fine, he did it. They were so devastated. They were cutting off bracelets. They were just they wanted to charge him. It's just like, yeah, dog, it's just steroids. Like, they have congressional hearings over steroids in baseball, dog.
It's because that's the only sport they have left that's actually entertaining. Cause think about this. Mm-hmm. You may not want to watch baseball, but you really not watching golf. You know what I mean? Like, if you had to choose, like, life or death, pick one. You're going to pick baseball. You're going to be like, let me sit down and watch this Braves game then.
Well, that's the thing I don't understand with them. It's like, steroids actually make baseball fun. I mean, perfectly honest, yo, if they can be doing this shit in golf, yo, give them some steroids.
Yeah, white people just be believing this shit, though, cause like, then that's what's funny is cause like, you know, people of color and savvy white people never believe this shit. We're always like, no, man, this dude's on steroids and y'all are fucking crazy for thinking he's not. And then whenever they get caught and you want to go gloat in their face like, ha ha, that motherfucker was on steroids, they always are more hurt than you. So you can't even really gloat cause they like, you know, I had 7 Ryan Braun jerseys and, I brought this bracelet to give to cancer. And you're like, yeah, I guess it's sad that you're a fucking sucker. Like, you know, don't try to bring up Barry Bonds next week, please. Just, can you stick to just being hurt about this dude for the rest of your life?
But think about it. You wasn't surprised when LeBron left Cleveland. It's because we recognize game. We see what things about to change. And it's kind of like babies or animals. We smell and sense fear, danger when something's just off. And unfortunately, white people like to look around and say, well, hey, what's that strange noise coming from my back bedroom?
Right.
when I'm home alone.
White privilege comes with hope.
Right.
White privilege has hope. Like, black people don't got white privilege, so we don't get that hope. So we're always, and sometimes it's a little bit too much on our side, we're a little bit too skeptical. Like, the first time Barry Bonds is a home run, oh, that nigga's on steroids.
Yeah, so like, you know, it's what's funny is it's hope for other white people, though.
Right,
like, that hope don't never extend to no minorities. Like, y'all notice how they treat Alex Rodriguez? Man, they be like, I knew that motherfucker was dirty. I hope he never comes back to the Yankees. I hate him. Be like, yeah, because it says Rodriguez.
And because he left Texas. And because he left Texas.
It don't, nah. They you know stay. What? It's not even just that, dude. Like, white people been hating A-Rod since he said, I want to be a Yankee.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He left Texas to be a Yankee.
Oh, okay. You said and left Texas. Texas. I see it as joining the Yankees. I don't even see it. He could have left anywhere. Seattle, Washington. That nigga left to be a Yankee. And they was immediately like, fuck this son of a bitch.
Right. But you take the best player like Emmitt Smith in his prime with the Cowboys and you put him on the Giants or somebody. Any of the other teams in the NFC, they hating. It's an issue.
I think it's a little further.
It's an issue.
I think it's farther for him. I think it's further for A-Rod. Like, it's more than just if he would have went to like Milwaukee, I don't think it would have been this type of hate. It's ridiculous. The fucking Yankees don't even want him back on the team, dog. You know,
what's crazy, man, is how steroids.
And they suck. Like, for right now, the Yankees have nothing but like backup players on their team.
Yeah.
They could use A-Rod and they like, nah, dog. He had to get a doctor to be like, I'm healthy. And they was like, nah, our doctor say you not. So just deal with that. Like, it's the hate, like, that's one of the reasons I never fuck with baseball, though, is cause, like, the undertone of, like, racism always bothered me. I'm like, whatever, like, a white dude make a play, you know, he's just out there playing hard, hustling. He's one of those guys that just never quits on a play. Black dude makes a play. Crickets. I'm like, fuck this shit, man. But I can tell.
He didn't even go see that doctor that said he was able to play. Like, they never physically saw each other.
It don't matter. They just, the point being, they don't want him on the team.
Man, I don't know.
I like how they act like if he did go see the doctor, they would have been like, oh, okay. They would still be like, fuck no, nigga. We trying to get you off this team. Get that insurance money.
Here's the thing, though. Like, for steroids supposedly to help you heal, it's breaking this motherfucker's body down super fast. You think he'd want to be clean at this point?
I don't know, man. I think at some point, like, I think steroids obviously help, or else motherfuckers wouldn't do it and they wouldn't get so good. Like, so.
Yeah, I mean, it helped him, but I'm saying when you look at how his body's breaking down now.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the steroids or not, man. Honestly, he might be off of them. It might be why he fucked up now. Cause he's off.
I think that's one of the things that. I think that is one of the side effects of steroids, because you see it with a lot of other people. They do these steroids, and they get off of it, and their body really does start breaking down.
Yeah.
And they start getting injured prone and stuff like that. But the thing with steroids has always been the dick thing to me, yo. It's like, I'm sorry. No. No. Yep. I'm sorry. No. I will be that mediocre whatever, but I still need... What's the point of getting all that, all these bitches and being all this famous if you can't fuck anybody because your dick don't work, yo?
Yeah, that is a big problem. Like, when I saw Pain and Gain and they had that scene where he had to go get his dick looked at, I was like, oh, it's not working.
Oh, I still got to check it out.
I'll just stay fat. Like, fuck it. Let me just be fat and have a nice sized dick rather than be like, I got this little ass dick, but look at my pecs though, girl. Like, nah.
You can rub on these.
Yeah, but when you out though, you feel like you with somebody. You know what I'm saying? When we outside in this bedroom though, it's a little different.
Never mind the physical pleasure, girl.
Yeah. What about the mental pleasure of being with a stud?
All your girlfriends are jealous.
Now the Biogenesis whistleblower, the guy who started all this shit that was snitching. Man, I would never, this is the reason I would never do steroids for real if I was an athlete. Cause the dudes who give you the steroids always end up snitching. They always the ones, dude. It's never like you said, Andy Pettit told on Clemens, but it's after the shit started with the supplier telling on both of them. So yeah, this dude came out and he's saying that he actually provided steroids for more than just the, MLB. He says that he has associates with athletes in the NBA, NCAA, professional boxing, tennis, and MMA. In addition to other professional baseball players, who he has not identified yet. According to other people, they say, Porter Fisher, the Miami Clinic employee, he says that, he doesn't think the guy who originally snitched, has any clients in the NFL or NHL. But I'm just saying, man, more shit could be dropping because these motherfuckers stay snitching. And I feel like this was a leak to all the athletes out there. Like, come pay me now. Get your name off the list.
Question real quick about that. So was he under investigation or did he just come out on his own?
No, he was under investigation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he started cooperating with the MLB for like more than a month, providing what sources have said are extensive records of his connection to 20 to 25 players.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I think, all these athletes are forgetting one of the most important things. You pay your connects well. Like you gotta pay that man. Well, you pay him for his silence so that if he does get caught, he can do that time and, you know, everything's taken care of.
Here's the thing.
You can't just,
He went to Bron and was like, look, man, you can pay me and I keep your name off the list. And Bron was like, fuck you.
Yep.
Well, okay. And you see what happens.
Yep. I would have taken my chances to pay that man.
I think Barry Bonds also used the alias. And we need to find out what his alias is, because we known for coming up with nicknames when we go places. You ask somebody, oh, what's Chris' real name? Oh, he go by Skrilla.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, Chris is a
made-up
name.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. So that's, you have a name within a name.
Right. So that's what you do. It's like, you got it. Like, we know that. And so, like, the greatest one still is Ron Mexico. I still love that shit, yo.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Carlos Danger is up there, though.
It's, you know, it's high, but Ryan Mexico.
Yeah, Ryan Mexico.
What is Barry Bonds' name? If you had, if you was Barry Bonds, what would your alias be, though?
Oh, shit.
What do people call you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know what I would call Barry.
What's your name? Willis Drummond.
But do you know what's funny is, like, these dudes are so famous and recognizable. There's no way they're, like, walking into these clinics and picking up their own steroids. They, like, even when they caught Barry Bonds and all those dudes, or not, well, they didn't catch Barry Bonds, but when they caught all those dudes before, it was like mailing list, and, like, he gets this package sent to his house. And
well, that's the other thing too. It's like, you have boys. Why aren't your boys the one who are getting the package and then giving it to you?
Because you can't trust them either. You can't trust them either.
What, yeah, I don't know, but I feel like my boy is more prone to do time for me than some doctor in Miami who ain't never seen a hard time in his life and ain't never drank with me, ain't never got no bitches with me. Like, I feel like it's like, if you tight with your boys like that, you might be able to pull off a, hey man, can you do a year for me over this bullshit? Cause, you know, look at Udonis Haslam, man. He was able to do that shit like twice.
Yep. Right.
I mean, not only that, but you probably know some dirt on your boy and be like, listen, if I go down, you're going down too.
Right.
So we just going to both keep living this good life. Right?
And who going to pay for the lawyer if not me? That's right. What I tell him. I'll be like, no, you can go get a public defender if you want. But I suggest you go with my attorney and keep my fucking name out of it. No matter what this attorney says, you look at him and say, as long as we can keep my man's name out of it.
Man. Ask them niggas on the west side on the wire. They all had the same lawyer.
Yep. A fan of the Milwaukee Brewers got kicked out the arena. She was asked to leave Miller Park because she took her Ron Braun jersey and put a F over the B and a D over the N, so it spelled fraud.
Appropriate.
And instead of the Milwaukee Brewers going, hey, you know, that's okay, they were like, fuck you. You gonna have to get up and leave. Just cause of his suspension or whatever. You can't do that. They told her the modified shirt violated the fan code of conduct and that she would have to change the shirt or leave the ballpark. So she turned the shirt inside out and stayed for the rest of the game.
Wait a minute. Okay. MLB has a fan code of conduct. Yeah, the NBA and NFL. Well, the NBA has some kind of shit like this.
They have
it. I wonder if they do. And
like, so you can throw beer bottles and everything else like this at players and yell and scream in their face and do all other shit. But hey, wait a minute, you can't change that jersey,
right?
Detroit a whole different animal, though.
Well, nah. I was gonna say the NBA has a fan code of conduct that is enforced by the players, apparently. Right. Because after Detroit, and motherfuckers been acting right for a long time.
Right. Who gonna control Philly fans?
Yeah.
Who gonna control them fans in San Fran? You seen Outside the Lines?
Mm-hmm.
Those San Francisco friends, man, that's their West Coast.
She says, I mean, it was obviously meant as a joke, but to put me in a position where I'm the one to be perceived as doing something wrong, that kind of bothered me. Now I will say, she is doing something wrong, picking on the home team, but it should not be. It's more like a moral wrong than like a legal wrong. You know what I mean? Cause like people do shit all the time like this where it's like,
right.
I'm going to go to the Bobcats game. I'm a Lakers fan. So I'm going to bring a sign that is Gerald Wallace getting dunked on by Kobe Bryant, you know, and people, and you don't get kicked out the game for that. You know, it's just, okay, that person doesn't like our team. So if you put fraud on your jersey, like, I bet if she did this shit at a road game, nobody would kick her out, because it's just like, yeah, he's a fucking fraud, and we all know it, and we're laughing at him.
Man. Yeah, that's my problem with it. It's like, they're setting a precedence where you're going to do this every time now.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it just because you guys are in your feelings because this dude got caught, and you don't want to see that shit, or is it really you guys are gonna be doing this for every person that you see? And yep. I don't think they are.
That's it's whack too, man, because when you think about it, baseball fans are actually loyal fans. Mm-hmm. And so when you threaten to kick out someone that's a loyal fan, like a baseball fan, it's like over someone who clearly cheated on the team. That's one of them issues you let slide.
Right.
Cause that dude, you saying you protected a dude that not only cheated the team and cheated the fans, but he cheated the organization. Cause, you know, for all this time. And so, and you taking him.
And he's suspended for half a season anyway. He won't be back on the team till next year.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, who cares? The Brewers said later, in this case, the fan absolutely should have been able to wear the jersey without any intervention by our staff. We welcome the opportunities for fans to express their opinions. The only circumstances that would warrant us intervening is if someone were to display a message or item that would be considered offensive to other fans. This is not the case where that line was crossed, and we're sorry for the inconvenience to her. We will reach out to Mrs. Edom and invite her to another game this year as our guest. So they did the right thing and manned up. And I hope when she gets invited back, she wears that same fucking jersey.
Yep.
It's like, thank you, fraud. Aaron Rodgers still defending his friend Ryan Braun. This is another case of white people taking shit too far. He decided that he said he would put a year's salary up if Brian Braun got caught on PEDs. That he betted with a reporter at the time. The reporter did not accept the bet. How fucking sucker. Stupid does he feel right now?
Sucker. Right. Wait, so which Aaron Rodgers are we talking about?
The Green Bay Packers Aaron Rodgers.
Discount double check Aaron Rodgers.
Yo, I would have taken that just off.
This out with my wrestling belt.
That's how you know. That's how you know the reporter that he was talking to wasn't black.
Right.
Like, I don't even. It could have been the. I know the janitor probably looked up like, "Hey, dog. Hey, you still doing that? You still doing that bet? Nah, man. That was just for the camera.
You want me to bet you that a baseball player isn't on PEDs? Nigga, I'm taking that bet, yo.
I wouldn't even do that bet on a sorry baseball player. Like, why would you do this bet? That's a losing bet, man.
God damn.
Damn.
It's like, them chances is better than Powerball, y'all.
Dude. And you know he had to, man, just, anyway, white people stay getting fooled.
Man, I'll be up at this stadium right now, even though I know they in training camp. Give me my money, Aaron.
Right.
It'll be like that clip. From Family Guy, when Stewie was...
Where's my dollar, man? You got my $2?
Get my money, man.
Yo, I would show up wearing the fraud shirt, yo. Fraud
Dude.
With a sign talking about some Aaron Rodgers, where's my money?
Dude.
I have my new car that I bought with the money I'm supposed to get.
Well, he's already a reporter. How awkward are the post-game... like, after like the Packers lose a bad one, and dude is in there like... Yeah, I just want to ask the same question I've been asking all season. I'll wait till the end if you want to come to me, but you know, I just want to know where my money is, Aaron. That's all.
Where my money at, man?
Yeah. Just they're going to be arguing every week. You didn't shake on it. Hey, man, you said for the year up, I mean, at this point, I'll even take like a game check. Fuck you, man. You know you didn't accept that shit. How could I suppose to know? And he still ain't proved to me that he is on steroids. He got caught red-handed, Aaron. You got to tell the truth.
Hey, yeah. Here's the other thing, man. He must be a terrible fucking reporter that he doesn't know.
You're right.
The baseball players aren't on steroids. He is fucking terrible at his job. He fucking sucks.
Rodgers and Braun have been great friends for a while. They share financial interest in a company called 812, which is a restaurant, and joked together on stage a few months ago in Milwaukee at the ESPN Wisconsin Sports Award. They supported each other through the Packers Super Bowl run in 2011 and the Brewers playoff run last year. They shot commercials together, done interviews together, and shot a magazine cover together.
Man, they too close. And this is the thing. I hope Aaron tests clean, man.
Because
if I'm that reporter, too, So when we going to check him out? Birds of a feather flock together.
Right.
Right. Yeah. This is what you said, dog.
Check his pee out.
Well, and that's the problem. It's not even that he hung out with him. It's that he's still trying to defend it. It's like, See, as soon as my friends do some fucked up shit like that, and especially if I did it with them, well, I'm shutting the fuck up.
Man, yep. That, and here's the other thing too, man. So this nigga blatantly lied to your face about PEDs. He know y'all in the sport. He know you not gonna say anything. Yeah. But y'all business partners, can you really trust them with your company now? Like you need to go check the books, Aaron. That's what you really need to do.
So Todd Stutton is, I guess, the interviewer, and he hit Rogers up on Twitter and said, at Aaron Rogers 12, you really believe he didn't do PEDs? ? Hashtag delusional. Aaron Rodgers replied back, yeah, I put my salary next year on it. Pony up, exonerated. Aaron Rodgers said, MLB and cable sports tried to sully the reputation of an innocent man. Picked the wrong guy to mess with. Truth will set you free. Hashtag exonerated. All this over that fucking technicality with that piss, huh? Okay.
I even for my closest friends, I am not rotting out like that for him, yo.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm not. Because even if you tell me no, I'm like, it's a technicality, it's a good possibility. Okay, I'm glad that it worked out that way. But I'm not going to be hashtagging that shit and trying to do a victory dance on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, betting my salary on it.
You got that natural inbred lie detector, man. That's Aaron, we discussed it. It's not in Aaron's genes to be able to. He can't. It's not even his fault. I don't even know why we picking on him.
Before that, Rodgers also discussed Ryan Braun in a December 2011 interview with Wayne Lavari, who said, shocking news. A good friend of yours, Ryan Braun, and I think it's most unfortunate that, number one, this news even got out. Rodgers says, unfortunately, in a situation like this, in the public court of opinion, you're always guilty before proven innocent, which is obviously the inverse order to the regular judicial system. There should be some form of confidentiality when it comes to this. That's probably the most disappointing thing about this case with Ryan. But as far as HGH testing goes with the NFL, I'm all for the evening of the playing field and making sure that guys are not doing anything to give themselves an advantage. Larivi says, if somebody has nothing to hide, submits to a test, what if the test is wrong and what if the word gets out? Rodgers, no doubt about it. It takes a lifetime for you to build a reputation and a quick second for it to be washed away. So,
but here's the thing I also have asked about these steroid things. How many times have we asked, has a person been suspected of steroids and it been proven, oh, no, the test was just wrong. You clean. Like, how many times has that actually happened? Most times, right. I know, when people go, hey, listen, something touches on steroids. Oh, no, he's innocent. It comes out that, no, he was on steroids.
Yeah, it's so like, obvious.
By the time it gets, who was the female track star that everybody thought was on steroids? It turned out she was like a hermaphrodite.
Oh, the chick from South Africa? I mean, from Africa? I don't remember her name.
Yeah, but it's like, even then, it's like, that was like the only time when it wasn't steroids, but it was something else.
Yeah.
It's like, most times, though, when it comes out that somebody is probably on steroids, it has almost always been proven true because it is. It's like, right. It's very rare that you
even if you get like all this accusations and claims, eventually it's proven true.
It's
the only dude that we ever saw really get off is Barry, and Barry basically said, I might have did him, I don't know.
Right.
Like, he didn't even try to, like, his fight wasn't even some like, why y'all accusing me? Y'all need to take this dude's job. Hell no, I'm not guilty. I mean, we had dudes wave their finger in the front of Congress and be like, he got caught with steroids. It's like, damn. You know? Like, none of these dudes can win.
Real quick before you switch stories. Yeah. Isn't Aaron Rodgers also the dude that was doing meth early on in his career?
I don't know that for a fact.
He was doing something when he first came to Green Bay. And I could see why he thinks that steroids isn't a real drug. Like, when you're on meth, or these other drugs. I'm telling you, it was Aaron Rodgers when he first came to the league.
For the record, I don't know about this story, I'm just not co-signing. You say what you want to say. This is a definite first for me.
I'm thinking it was Aaron Rodgers.
I know when Brett Favre got there, he was hooked on painkillers.
Okay, painkillers then.
Yeah, that's Brett Favre though.
No, yeah. I'm talking about when Aaron Rodgers first got there. He was hooked on something too, man, because he had to go to drug. He had to go to rehab.
All I know is Brett Favre has admitted he was hooked on painkillers when he got from Atlanta to Green Bay. But I never heard anything about Aaron Rodgers. He was on the fucking bench behind that fucking Brett Favre for so long.
Yeah, he was smoking that bench, but
yeah,
he was on something. I'm gonna Google it.
Somebody Google that in the chat room. Let us know, because I have never heard the Aaron Rodgers meth rumor. I don't want to be the one to start it.
It might not have been meth, but he was on some drugs, is what I'm saying.
Here's the thing: if he was on meth, then that makes his career even more amazing, because.
Right.
People don't do shit.
Right. Like, coming back, like, that's why I like Birdman. That motherfucker came back from meth. Like, nobody does that. That dude, an NBA player. People be like, well, he never capitalized on his talent. He's a minimum wage player now. I'm like, dude, he came back from meth. Ain't nobody on meth earning fucking $500,000 a year. I'm sorry.
No, they spending $500,000.
Right. Ain't nobody got $500,000 at an elite level. And fucking do meth, dude. Lance Armstrong, speaking of frauds, he said it's the United States Postal Service's fault for giving him $41 million when he was on drugs. That is his defense, because they're suing him because they're like, hey, we want our money back. We sponsored you under the idea that you weren't doping and that you were a legit athlete. And he basically said, nigga, you should have known. Of course I was on drugs. This is your fault for even fucking with me.
And you know what? I kind of side with him, yo. I'm like,
it's a good point.
Because here's my thing on it. It's like, you gave him that money to endorse you guys for endorsements and things like that. You guys both had it. You both got paid off of it.
They made way more money.
Huh?
They made way more money, like you said. They both got paid.
Yep.
Right.
The post office made money.
Are they going to give back the money they made back from his endorsements? No. Then shut the fuck up. What are you suing them for? Like, I can't stand these companies that do that shit. It's like they make it seem like it wasn't a two-way street. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, if you were still doing it, then yeah, you can't, whatever. But you made your money off of him.
I just like that it's the same dude that fought everybody so fucking hard. And was threatening to like take people's jobs and get them mm-hmm. fired, calling everybody petty and jealous. In this lawsuit or this defense, he actually lists the reasons they should have known. Are you serious?
He did it, OJ. If I did it, yo,
dude. He said the government waited for over a decade to file a suit against Lance Armstrong for one reason only. It got everything it bargained for from Lance Armstrong and his cycling team. It was well aware of the intense national and international media coverage of the team's doping and widespread doping throughout the sport. The government wanted a winner and the publicity and exposure and the claim that goes along with being his sponsor. It got exactly what it bargained for. He repeatedly argues the government did nothing and absolutely nothing when it had knowledge of potential doping and the opportunity to back out of the contract. The USPS even has an inspector general backed by the Department of Justice that it did not use to investigate, Armstrong says. I really hope this works because this sets a good precedent for anybody that is in a litigation over being a fraud. I would love to see Ryan Braun or A-Rod be like, nah, I know I got suspended, but I want all my money because y'all niggas should have known I was juicing. First of all, look at my neck. It was not that big 15 years ago. Nobody neck grows that much. Look at my head. I would love to see some common sense approach to this shit.
I'm kind of torn because one, it's like Lance Armstrong's a piece of shit for not trying to pretend like he's something that he's not, but defending. Like it gets to a point where you're defending it so hard, like dude, you're guilty.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like you said, it's like you knew, like they fucking knew. Like it's hard to say that you didn't fucking know. It's like, are you that clueless? Not to say you didn't know, you had a very good suspicion that that's what was going on, and you didn't care because they couldn't prove it, and so therefore, because they couldn't prove it, it was still very useful to you for endorsement purposes.
Yep.
Don't sit there and try to back out now and be like, oh, well, we want our money back. Because basically what you're doing, you get the double dip. You get to have all the money you got from his endorsements, but then get him to pay you back money you paid him.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. No.
The Falcons got money back from Ron Mexico, so...
Right. Yeah, well, I just like this new level of defense because what it makes me think about is how it should start making white people more skeptical. And I would like a sport where I'm not the one that's screaming his head off in a room like, Lance Armstrong is obviously on fucking steroids. Well, he's never failed a test. Everybody from 2 to 40 in the fucking race got caught on steroids. He beat them all 7 years in a row. He gotta be on steroids. Well, I mean, no one's catching him, man. I mean, he has one ball. You know, like I need white people to be have to be skeptical or lose $41 million.
Oh yeah, I mean it's so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel like you should even be able to put in your contract, if we even suspect you are on steroids, we can cancel the contract. Mm-hmm. Like we don't need proof, we don't need a failed test. We at any point we can be like, yeah, this shit looks sketchy. Give me my money back.
They do it for everything else,
right? So. Speaking of sketchy behavior, Johnny Manziel, guy had that hangover and he didn't show up to, the Saturday Manning Passing Academy for the Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, camp. And, there was pictures of him at the club at the night before. And so then, they speculate that he had a hangover because he showed up late. Then he was like, ah, I can't perform today. I got to go back home. So they sent him back home. The next week he apologized, on TV and just said, hey, I'm out here living my life, but, I just want people to know that I am responsible. And this wasn't because I had a hangover. I was really sick, which is bullshit. But, what I find funny is, and this, you know, this might strike some people the wrong way, but Johnny Manziel is a white dude. Okay. Johnny Football, what they call him. And I'm getting a lot of, hey man, Rod, is this an Itwan? And everybody knows Itwan stands for if that was a nigga. Which typically talks about the different standard of, you know, scrutiny that is put upon white athletes as opposed to black athletes and other minorities. This is not Itwan. They actually have it in for Johnny Manziel, even though he's a white dude. Like everything this dude does, they are like, is he partying too much? Is he doing his how can he focus? Will he be good? Should he be on Twitter? Should he be able to go to sit front row at a basketball game in Phoenix? Like they really are getting on this dude at every step of the way. If it was a nigga, it would be the same. Like if Vince Young started doing this shit, they would be the same. They'd be like, he's partying too hard. He's doing this. He's doing that. Now, what I will say, because some around this story did stink to me for the last couple weeks. So I did some investigation. I said, why the fuck are they on this Johnny Football dude so hard? Like,
can we guess? Can we get three guesses?
Because
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, go ahead.
So
go
can
ahead.
I get three guesses?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll get one. Chris, you get one.
All right.
I'm going to say it's because he dates black women.
That wasn't what I found out in my research. I caught him dancing with white women.
That wasn't
in them
it.
Pictures. Chris?
Is he listening to too much hip hop?
I didn't find that. Now he might be, but that's not what I found. Like I saw him talk. He's an articulate, white sounding dude and everything. One more guess. Go ahead.
Jeez. Child porn.
It was not child porn.
Okay.
So I was watching SportsCenter and they said, let's go talk to, his coach about this and what he thinks about Johnny Manziel. And his coach was a black dude.
Mm.
And I said, oh, so in a sport that historically has less than 1% African American coaches, the coach with the party hard quarterback happens to be a black dude. You know, they are setting that dude up on some, see, black coaches can't control their players. At the end of the year, if these motherfuckers lose like 4 games, oh, he getting fired. He is 100% getting fired, and they're going to use it as an example of why you don't hire niggas, because niggas don't know how to tell these young white quarterbacks how to keep in line and how to stay from being distracted. 100%. I'm remember you heard it on Balls Deep first, because it might take a year for this shit to come true. But if, or hopefully they go undefeated and win fucking, the championship. But I'm just saying, if these motherfuckers falter, like many college teams do, because you are dependent on the kids from the ages of fucking 17 to 21 to do something,
Jesus, man.
Yeah. You are. I mean, it's hard, you know? It's hard. Like, it's hard to be perfect for 10, 12 games in a year.
How many parents can even depend on the same age group to cut the grass regularly?
Exactly. But we always, you know, hype up college coaches like everything is their responsibility and they get all the credit, all the blame. If they end up firing this nigga next offseason, remember when you heard this shit first. It started with the let's over-scrutinize Johnny Manziel so we can make this nigga have to explain what this white boy is doing. Mm-hmm. All right. That's just noted. Speaking of quarterbacks, Matt Ryan just got paid. Matt Ryan just got $103.75 million with $59 million guaranteed.
Say that number one more time. It was a large number. I don't think my brain registered it.
5-year contract extension. $103.75 million.
God damn.
That's more than the lottery.
With $59 million guaranteed, which is always the big number. Like that number is the one that matters.
Yep, that and the signing bonus.
This nigga gets $60 million guaranteed no matter what. Bro.
Man, is he fucking the owner's daughter?
Do they realize he is 1-4 in the playoffs, or is it just me? The fuck is going on?
He got a cool nickname, man.
Yeah, when I have kids, man, they playing football, yo.
Like quarterback only, too. Like no other position.
Like, no, this nigga's gonna be throwing at like 2 years old, yo.
If I go out to Pop Warner and they be like, yo, we moved Jamario to linebacker. Jamario, get your shit. Get your shit. Let's go. Get back in the car.
Running back, nigga.
Yeah, he's really good, though. He's really good. Nah, we good. We'll go somewhere else.
Not only that, he's gonna be a quarterback, but he's gonna be one of the pure white quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Running.
Quarterback count.
Like, no. We're not gonna do the wildcat. No. My boy can throw.
Right. I get my kid out the game. They're like, yeah, we're gonna run a quarterback sweep. Hold up. Time out. That dude, how are you gonna call time out? You're a parent. Jamario, get your shit.
Yo.
Yeah, get your shit.
Yo, you got a special code for get your shit.
My boy doesn't leave the pocket.
Right. I'll be out there like, my kid gonna be in that huddle looking past the coach into the stands while I'm like, nah, we going deep again.
You gonna hit one of the white coaches with the nigga, please.
Yeah. Right. Just have a number three run across the route, Jamario. We not throwing it deep. They hitting too hard today. Got to be out your goddamn mind, dude.
Hey, yes, sir.
These the only dudes in the NFL that make this type of guap, man. Good Jesus. You $60 million guaranteed.
You can't hit them. They're really like that fine china your mama bought you. The puts in their cabinet, yo. I spent all that money. You're like, no. You can't. You can just look at it.
There are NFL running backs who are setting records that will not make $60 million their whole career.
People are destroying their bodies.
and they actually, unlike Matt Ryan, probably have a better record in the playoffs.
Yep.
And Matt Ryan is out here going 1-4 being like, give me my fucking money, dog.
Is he signed to Rockefeller Records?
Right, Jay-Z going. Jay-Z got this contract for him?
Is he? I mean, I'm just wondering who his agent is, because that nigga paid too.
Yeah. Another story. Rookie Ryan Swope is retiring from the NFL.
You say rookie?
Rookie.
Yo, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Rookie Ryan Swope. I'm saying his name because none of you have heard of him. He's retiring from the NFL for now, thanks to concussions.
That's concussions with an S.
Arizona Cardinals rookie Ryan Swope's NFL career did not last past the optional team workouts. OTAs. I mean,
he got a cool practice uniform with NFL logos to keep, though. Or do you have to return those?
Let me look at this picture. Well, I guess he did get a cool helmet and a jersey. So,
I mean,
cool story, bro.
You can
always have those at home, man. Cause, he put on Twitter, he took a picture of his notes app on his iPhone and put that on Twitter. He says, as a result of a concussion I suffered during OTAs, I was advised by doctors that there was serious risk in returning to play football at this point. It has been a lifelong dream to play in the NFL, but my long-term health interests outweigh my current goals for football. Because of that, I'm electing to retire from the game for now and then reassess my future after this season. In the meantime, I plan to return to Texas A&M to pursue my degree. I want to thank Arizona Cardinals organization for the opportunity and support. I wish the team much success this season. He has 2 documented concussions while at Texas A&M, which had a lot of NFL teams kind of scared of him, and they didn't draft him to the 6th round. Then he got a concussion, and the Cardinals organized team activities in June, and he found out he was suffering from concussion syndrome afterwards. So he retiring, dog.
They're not even supposed to be hitting in June, are they?
Nope. What did he do? Like, run into the...
This is Mr. Glass, yo. He stepped on the field and, like, off my back.
Here's the thing, though, man. I'm going to diagnose this because you guys aren't looking at this the right way.
Okay.
And because I'm a professional.
Right.
I'm going to really explain to you what this situation is.
Okay. Is he on meth?
No. Oh. Now, Ryan is clearly a guy that decided, you know what? Playing football gets me bitches. And, you know, I'm naturally athletic. I think I'll play football. But I don't like this contact. That part not for me, but I like these hoes. Mm. Well, I'll see where it gets me. You know, he started playing in high school. I was like, oh, I got all the bitches. Mm-hmm. Got the college star. I was like, more hoes, groupies.
Then he got them 2 concussions in college.
Got to the, right? But he was still getting the groupies.
Okay.
And got to the NFL and was like, my hoe control will be out of control.
Mm.
It's so many more hoes in the NFL level.
So he couldn't handle the hoes, not the concussions.
He got there and got hit by other NFL players. Was like, you know, I like these hoes. I like football, but it's not my thing. I'm going to go back to school.
Oh, okay.
And he's one of those players. He's not the guy that grew up saying, I want to be a football player for life. I want to be an NFL player. That's always been my dream.
Okay.
He's the guy that was like, I can play football and I can get these hoes. I want the hoes.
That's definitely one theory.
You know, and the great thing about what happened with this is he can now be like, yo, I played in the NFL.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
2 years from now, he can be like, I played in the NFL.
And he has the jersey to prove it.
Right.
He has the jersey, the helmet, and the shorts to prove it.
My theory is a very simple one. He kept getting knocked the fuck out, and he kept waking up like, what the fuck just happened? He decided that I'm white. I don't have to go through this. I can go back and get my degree and live a regular white person life like none of this shit ever happened and be fine. I have a cool story to tell the groupies at the, you know, at the bars, but I'm out of here. And also, I ain't getting no concussion for the fucking Cardinals.
That sounds logical. It does. I mean, I have stayed at a Holiday Inn. Yeah. I know you have too.
Right. It's all just theory. You know, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying my theory is a very simple. He came to look down and saw that Cardinals jersey and said, the fuck am I doing my life?
I mean, you might have some medical facts on your side to back yours up.
The multiple concussions.
Oh, he got the white privilege knocked back into him.
he woke up and was mad. He's like, God damn it. Double damn it. I am white.
He got hit also started speaking proper. Yeah.
Where are you going, Ryan? To get my degree.
Yo, crying and shit like you did when your mom, when you got hit on the football, you know, too hard as a 5-year-old.
Yeah, right.
Too hard.
Y'all play too much. Dude, I just, like I said, man, I really feel like, matter of fact, I'll ask this question to the room. What jersey of any sport, any team, what jersey would you need to look down to after getting a concussion that would make you quit whatever you're doing? Cause I feel like the Cardinals are up on that list of, man, fuck this. Like, we ain't never gonna be good. I'm gonna keep getting concussions for the rest of my life and die 20 years earlier than I need to fucking with y'all. So I would say for me, If I looked down and I saw a Cleveland jersey in any sport, I would immediately quit. Like, if I came to from a concussion and I looked down and saw, like, what the fuck? Does that say Cleveland Indians? Fuck no.
Oh, bro, I got one for you. And this is the one I never understood this when Kobe dropped 81 points on them. Toronto Raptors.
Oh, yes.
So, like, at that day, I don't know what I don't to this day, I don't understand how after that game, all them players didn't go, fuck this.
Right. It's cold. Y'all take more than half of my taxes, my shit attack. What the fuck is the point of this?
Dog, that wasn't a concussion. That was just one of them games you're just like, why are we doing this? We can play overseas, man. We can get bitches. Like, and in the locker room, one of the dudes was like, just sitting there going, dog, man, I heard AI be getting bitches over in Europe, man.
What about you, Justin? You got any team that you would look down and be like,
quitting YMCA basketball, I get a concussion. Fuck all these teams.
Any team? Yeah. This would be the Lakers. You'll fuck be like, oh, it's not worth it.
Yeah, fuck all of them. I'm not going to church. Nothing.
The chat room is chiming in. Sterling says the Eagles. Yeah, we ain't won shit in a long time, dude. That's another franchise. Like, I'm getting hurt for this shit. When are we going to win the Super Bowl? And then Andy Reid over there fucking calling weird timeouts and shit. I know people be like, man, I can't. How many times do you think, like, Brian Westbrook looked up from a concussion and was on that sideline, and then he was like, is it the concussion, or did Andy Reid just call an ill-timed timeout?
Hey, oh, no, what's worse is when you wake up from your concussion and you smell cheesesteak and you realize it's Andy Reid's breath.
Right. You're like, oh, no, I got a concussion. It's the cheesesteak smell. I've heard about it. Right. Oh, it's just Andy.
That's what makes me such a Donovan McNabb, like, not a fan, but I feel sympathy for him.
Yeah.
Because, like, dude tried so hard. And I'm like, dude, why?
Dude, Andy Reid is the ultimate troll of fucking coaches. Like, I'm so glad that he went to Kansas City or wherever. Like, I can't wait next year to watch their games and laugh at all the shit that used to make me infuriated last year. Just, I can't wait to be like, oh, let me guess. Fourth and goal.
Screen pass.
He calls quarterback screen pass. Right? With play action. Yeah. Let me guess. Quarterback sack? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he do, y'all.
I'm a no comment on my Redskins.
Yeah.
I'm a no comment. I can't even talk about the logo.
Somebody said Buffalo Bills.
As somebody from the area, let me just say about the Redskin joint. See, the Redskin joint works. Hold on, I'm getting echo.
Oh, you need me to call you back?
Come here, echo.
Yeah. Oh, he probably gonna call us right back.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. You still getting the echo? Okay, I'll call him right back. Just get Chris right back real quick. Sometimes it happens, folks.
I'm sure he was gonna say something positive about the Redskins.
I don't know. He's been in the area for a while, so I don't know how much. Oh, he's back.
Say with the Redskin joint, the reason why as a Redskin player, if I got a concussion, stay with that. I stay doing it because Redskin players get so many outside benefits of just living in the area from the partying. Like, Redskin players do everything but play football.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a Washington area athlete. Oh, you at the strip clubs, you partying.
Stadium is a nice club, by the way.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You always at stadium. They always, you know, Redskins gonna lose to the Giants 31-0, and stadium will have a table ready for them to come and play at, to come and sit at when they come back down 95 after the game.
You know? And happy hour is free drinks. Up until 9:30. How can you not be at stadium? Free drinks and free pussy dancing around on stage.
Hey, Redskin jersey will get you so much pussy in the area. But no, I'm keeping that jersey. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, that. I mean, the other thing too about the Redskins though is they have a historical amount of fail.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But at the same time, they're in an exciting era now where they have RG3. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean. So it can't be that bad right now because they have hope.
That's actually the worst part for Redskins fans is hope.
Is the hope? Well, with the Eagles though, there was no thing to be hopeful about as long as Andy Reid was there. It's like he was just limiting hope the whole time.
Yeah, and Andy Reid was hilarious to watch, man.
Oh my god, dude! Hilarious if you didn't have him. If he's not over your
right,
team.
Right. You're gonna have so much fun this year, Rod. Trust me.
I'm just gonna, like, people are like, what if y'all suck? It'll be different. You know, it's like fucking a chick that just always wants to do missionary. You know, it's like, well, it's Halle Berry, Rod. Aren't you happy? It's like, no. I just want to do something different. I will fuck Precious if I can hit it from the back, because it's different. This shit is terrible at some point. Like, 13 years of fucked up timeouts and play calls where you know you have a better team than the other team, it fucks you up, man. Like, at some point, you just out there like Anthony Weiner showing your dick to everybody.
Right. And not only that, but with the Eagles, they're like, you kind of knew the game plan of how everything was going to fall apart. Like, you were just waiting for it. It was like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is what's happening. With the Redskins, it's actually exciting the way they failed. Like, I remember when they lost to, what was it, the year that, I think it was the year, was it the year that, the Saints won the Super Bowl? Or was that year that, Drew Brees had that epic ass fucking, stiff arm on one of their fucking players or some shit?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, the Redskins will lose in spectacular ways. They'll build you up, and then the fourth quarter comes like, oh, yeah.
Well, you know what, man? Like, Redskins fans, I'll say this, and I know both of y'all are Skins fans or whatever, but Redskins fans, to me, get overhyped about shit because they haven't really had a lot of hope. They don't know what real, like, that's why it's funny now watching y'all be wary having RG3. Like, y'all trying to be cautious. Now I'm like, no, this is the time to really feel like y'all can do something. Cause right. That dude is a superstar, and he will be a superstar as long as he's healthy in the NFL. Like, he's not going to hit a second year slump. That dude's going to be fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
As long as he's healthy. Everybody just about would trade their quarterback right now for RG3's future, just for his prospects. But now everybody's cautious. But before, when people would be like, hey man, I really think we're going to be able to do something with, you know, and it'd be like some old
Jason Campbell.
Yeah, it'd be like some old, like, busted quarterback and shit. It's like Mark Brunell came in, and I think I'm like, what? No, this ain't the time to be hopeful. Like, it's like, but we made the playoffs, man. We could just beat the Giants. I'm like, dude, y'all aren't going nowhere this year. Like, it's time, like, give up now, because this is the wrong time to be hopeful. So I feel like, but right now, like, of all the futures in the NFL, like, the Redskins have one of the most promising futures. Period. So I would trade spots with y'all in a fucking heartbeat.
If our defense could hold up in the fourth quarter, right. Our conditioning coach, yeah. I think he might need to be replaced, or I don't know what.
Some of that shit
is.
Was on y'all coaching, y'all play calling. Like, that nigga called way too many, like, Andy Reid try to get the ball way downfield plays. It's like, let's see if Santana Moss can beat his man the 12th time. It's like, nah, dude, chuck that shit underneath a couple times. Run the ball with some of your fucking running backs that, like, are averaging 5 yards a carry. Do some of that shit. Eat up some clock, because they would get so greedy with having RG3, man. They would do stupid shit sometimes to be like, but we got RG3. He'll just come back in and fix it. So
we got the shortest receivers in the league.
I hope they learn something from him getting hurt, though, because it seems like they did, because they're not going to let him play in the preseason, which I think last year they would have tried to, like, figure a way out for him to get back in. Like, we'll just play him for a quarter, you know, just see if he can do anything. Like, nah, that's your bread and butter. Stop putting him out there when he's not 100%. Right. Heron Hernandez. Apparently there's a picture of him holding a gun. That got released because some of the court documents, got, you know, let go this, today. And I get what people are saying, legally, you know, innocent until proven guilty, and this doesn't have to mean anything. It's not a picture of him actually killing the motherfucker, but
that nigga did it.
Come on. Come on, dog.
Well, myself, James Evans, I can call him Aaron Hernandez.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Aaron is definitely guilty. I seen the nigga texting, talking about, I'm going to get you, all these other things. He always threatened to kill people. Yeah. James Evans saying this.
The fact that the dude he killed had Heron Hernandez in his phone as caller ID, this nigga, and still picked up. Like, that is amazing to me. Like, that fact, it doesn't get mentioned enough. Cause to me, that is an open shut case of murder. Like, if I was the prosecution, that's the only evidence I present. Like, yeah, Your Honor, my client, the victim, the deceased, he had Aaron Hernandez in his phone as this nigga.
Right, dude.
He killed him.
I don't even have my boys in the phone in the little, like, additional information. I don't even have them listening to ass.
Yes.
This nigga, yo.
Exactly.
Oh, this nigga's so guilty, yo.
This like, you don't even have your girl in your phone that's like, this bitch or something. Like,
or my bitch or something.
Right. Only bad, and nobody has ever used this nigga positively, ever. In the history of this nigga, it is never, nobody's ever said it about someone good.
That's code for I love you.
Right. Like that, man, that, like that shit should be like, a
this
my nigga.
Like, there's some more person going, well, I thought nigga was a term of endearment.
Right.
Well, it can be, but not when you put this in front of you.
This right. negates it.
If I was him, if I was the prosecution, I just bring forth different black people, random, not even affiliated with the case. And I just go, sir, what does the term this nigga mean to you? It's like, oh, yeah.
What am I going to answer with? Well, it means that nigga, yo.
Yeah, it's the nigga that you don't want to hang out with. You know, like this nigga. Like, if you at a party and you talking to some chicks and you and your boy, you know, y'all feel like y'all getting it on good. And another dude comes up and he starts, like, saying a bunch of inappropriate shit and the chicks leave. From now on, he's known as this nigga. It's like that. Just example after example of just this nigga shit.
Yep.
It's like, you know how you go out to a bar and, you know, you get something to eat and it's time to split the tab. Everybody puts in 10 and then your boy starts going, well, you know, I only had one blue moon, so I should only have to put in 2. And you're like, dog, I know you drank like out the bucket. I washed you. And he only gives you $2 and he leaves. So you got to put up extra money. Next time you see him and he want to drink with y'all and you see him, you go, this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, he should just call the victim phone from Aaron Hernandez.
Yes!
And show it to the jury as it rings what come up.
Right. Does anybody here feel like answering this phone?
What I want to know is, did he have a special ringtone?
Yeah, that would have been hilarious too.
Oh my god, yo!
It would have been a song that's whack that you don't want to hear.
Right? It really. This is one of those cases where I barely pay attention to any of the news, right? But every time I hear something about this case, it not only does it get worse, but it's just one of those things. Yeah, I know this is circumstantial, but this nigga did it, yo.
Right, right. Like
it went from oh he's a person of interest to oh he's probably just hanging with the wrong people or to. Oh no, this nigga really is into some shit, yo.
They said 4 pictures show Hernandez in his basement holding a gun shortly after Lloyd is being killed. The surveillance is cut off within minutes because he comes in the house with the gun and then tries to delete all his surveillance footage, but he deletes the physical cameras and shit, but the surveillance is backed up by data, which he did not delete. So...
Yeah, that sounds like something this nigga would do, yo.
What?
Yeah, that's a diss nigga move.
It really is, yo.
For how cold-blooded and calculated he is, like, mm-hmm. I mean, he had the perfect location, rented the car. Why so many other mistakes? Like, your own security system you destroy after the crime. No, you destroy it before the crime.
So little thought put into this. Let's talk about, speaking of people that put in a lot of thought, y'all guys up for some cowboy slander?
Yes.
Oh, always.
Always. Go Cowgirls.
All right. Let's get it. Let's get it. So the Cowboys renamed their stadium to AT&T Stadium.
Right.
Worst
name. Is that going to give Romo a better reception?
Right. I feel like it's going to, that's a fitting title because they'll both lead the league in drops.
Right.
makes sense to me. They're going to get $1.2 billion to change Cowboys Stadium name to AT&T Stadium. And this is what I always say about the Cowboys, man. When it comes to running a business, not a sports franchise, a business, there's nobody better in sports, man. Like, period, point blank, they are the only people that it doesn't matter what happens on the field, they always make money. So Jerry Jones playing them suckers again, getting that $1.2 billion to change the name to somebody that never gets called good reception.
Doesn't Jerry Jones look like he's rich enough where he really should be dead, but they have him special medication like Mr. Burns, where you know. Like, he looked like Mr. Burns, but he really should be dead. But he got so much money that he got special medication to keep him alive. He looks sickly. I hate the Cowboys and they own him.
Yeah, he's the worst, man. Also, how old is he? 70 billion years old.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wide receiver Dez Bryant, you know, the guy who needed a security detail to follow him around to keep him out of trouble. The guy who got in trouble for having a domestic incident with his mama.
Happy Mother's Day.
He says, "Hey guys, I'm finally ready to be a leader on this Cowboys team."
Makes sense.
Maybe.
Why not?
Maybe he's going to use the experience of leading around the security detail that the Cowboys made mandatory for him. And he's gonna use that to lead some of the players on the team. So he's a fourth year receiver. He says there's no backwards for me. He's been out of trouble for 6 months.
Wow. Okay.
So that gives you a good indication of how he gets down.
6 months, dog, bro. You really judging him off 6 months of good behavior?
6 months, dude.
Yo, he's really like one of those parents or those kids that want a gold star for doing the shit they're supposed to be doing. It's like, yo, man, I haven't had an incident in 6 months. It's like, nigga, that's normal. Yo.
It's like the Cowboys season, like where they just accept 6 weeks of good as a whole season of good. It's like that. It's like we got 6 wins, y'all. You're like, well, it's gonna take more than that to be good. 6 wins, though, man. You got to admit, we good. It's like, all right, man, it's week 16.
Just 10 other games.
Yeah. So right. Now let me ask y'all this, though. So, you know, because they want to look at tattoos on NFL players to decide if that's a good draft pick or not. But is slapping or putting hands on your mama indicator that maybe you shouldn't have this dude on your team? I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't, you know, like they say. Those who live in glass houses cannot judge, you know. Don't throw stones.
Right. I'm never attacked my mama.
Now I feel like we all have had, you know, issues where we disagree with our moms. Everybody has it at some point. I've never put my hands on my mama and I also don't think I'd be here if I did.
Right.
Because my mom would probably just fucking kill me. Get it over with, be like, he lost his mind. So I feel like it's definitely a sign, especially with him being older. Like, it's not like this happened when he was 12 or 10 or like 8 or some shit. Like, this happened when he was a grown ass man. And I understand his mom is ratchet and shit like that. He just got problems, bro. He caused a stir at the mall a couple years ago because he wore baggy pants and got sued for buying jewelry but not paying for it.
Right.
So, I mean, he on some nigga shit, man.
It's right, but profile him. Him you can profile. He slapped his mama.
But he's ready to be a leader now, Justin. It's been 6 months.
I mean, he gonna lead with the right hand or the left hand?
Right. Next time he lead with a slap, backhand slap.
I'm just saying, what hand is he going to lead with?
Also in Dallas Cowboys news, Dwayne Harris, wide receiver, checked in the training camp down 8 or 9 pounds from a year ago. That's right, guys. He's back. He's ready to do it.
And Weight Watchers can work for you also.
How did he do it? Well, first of all, he ate better. It's always good. Second of all, he chased animals.
Nigga, what?
He said he chased animals.
The Cowboys, ladies and gentlemen.
Like Rocky did in Rocky 2.
Chasing chickens in his backyard.
Yep.
He on his own workout program that no one else in the league has thought of.
Yep. He decided that he was going to be able to do some chasing of these animals to lose some weight. And he just said, I just go out, man. I look for stuff to run after.
It took a year to lose 8 pounds.
I just want you to know, though. This isn't he has a chicken that he chased around his yard. He goes outside and looks for stuff to run after.
Yo, dude, and he's black. Like, dude, you can't. Yo, like, is he the black dude from the white woman workout video, yo? I mean, that's what it sounds like right now.
This is the craziest shit ever, dude. He says all kinds of stuff. Rabbits, cats, everything. Especially, white women's. Especially when I was back at home with my mom in Stone Mountain, Georgia. We live in the woods, so there was a lot of stuff running out there. His favorite target to chase was his dog Polo, a pit bull. Thank God Polo never turned around and decided to return favor. He said, I chase after him because he doesn't want to come home. He's not as quick as he used to be, but he's pretty fast. He can run straight ahead.
There's no wonder he only lost 8 to 9 pounds. He's chasing after animals.
Man, dog. Come on. This is what the Cowboys got to look forward to. And Romo said this team is the best team yet.
Yeah.
Come on.
Romo off the mark again?
Man, come on. He out here chasing. How about practicing catching some balls? You're a receiver. Come on, balls deep. Catch some balls.
Dude, I just like the idea that this nigga, just the idea of watching a big ass nigga run down the street full speed chasing animals and shit like rabbits and cats and dogs just running down your fucking street like full sprint. Like, what is he doing? Oh, you out there chasing them cats again.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's okay. He's preparing for training camp, y'all.
Right.
So he grew up in the woods and not in the house?
He said he grew up in a house in the woods.
Oh, okay. So. I thought you said just in the woods. What the hell?
Karen said that his favorite chase is the chicken head hoes. They quick, y'all. So we can't do all that slander without talking about the Redskins, because I know y'all Redskins fans, but I saw this video. I thought this was hilarious. There's a Redskins fan who went to camp to get autographs, and let's talk about how that went.
I just spent all day at the Redskins training camp for nothing. I've been there since 6:30 this morning. It's like 12 o'clock. And all I wanted was an autograph. I couldn't even get that. No players even came to where I was standing. I'm so disappointed in the Redskins right now. I've been a fan my whole life. I didn't even care what player autograph I got. I just wanted one. I took off work for this and everything. I'm so heartbroken right now. I can't believe the Redskins would do this to their fans. I've been a fan my whole life. I can't believe that. I've been here since 6:30 this morning. I just wanted an autograph. I didn't even care who's. I just wanted one.
Bro, white privilege, yo. It's so like this is gonna sound fucked up, but I kind of wish I was white, yo, just for a day. I just want to experience this kind of level of white privilege.
You would abuse it. They would take it away from you, Chris, because you would abuse it.
They still. Hey, here's the thing. There's still 41 more seconds of this video. I want to hear the rest of this shit. I didn't listen to the whole thing early. I just heard like 3 seconds. Like, oh yeah, this good. Let me finish playing this.
There's people who were just getting there, and they came over to their side. No players at all even came to the side I was on, and I was right in the front. I'm so disappointed. Do not come to the Redskins training camp. I repeat, do not come to the Redskins training camp. It's a waste of time. You won't get an autograph. You'll just wind up wasting your time. I took off work and everything. everything for this. I can't believe that the Redskins would do their fans like this.
She must be a Cowboy fan on the low. Because this training camp is not for fans, it's for players, I thought.
Nah, a lot of training camps have like autograph signings and shit, but I like that.
On the wrong side.
Yeah, I like that they signed other people's shit, and then she said, don't come to the training camp. No, just don't stand where you stood.
Right. Why didn't you walk over to where everybody else was?
Right.
To get your shit. No, you know, I was watching the video at the same time you were playing it. The thing I love is, this is what makes white privilege so great. She did the white privilege thing where when you cry and you have a runny nose and you take the tissue and you stop the runny nose with your tissue and then wipe under your eyes and then wipe your forehead too because you don't give a shit about your own snot.
That's just nasty.
Yeah.
Yo, but it's white privilege, dog. When it's white privilege, you don't give a shit, yo.
So like, good.
She was just wiping that white privilege snot all over her fucking face.
That was so good, man.
White women everywhere are disappointed in her.
You call it a redskin camp. They won't sign autographs.
She probably, I bet.
She was crying little kid, like Chris said earlier. She was crying like when little kids cry, man.
I hope they ban her from the stadium. Like, where is the training camp at? Like, they hope they ban her from coming back.
She sounds like a fucking stalker, man.
Yeah, like don't let, she crazy. Don't let her. That's clearly a sign of crazy.
Speaking of people that were crying in public, our girl, someone that we actually had a back of on this show, mm-hmm. that nobody else supports but me and Justin, apparently, Siobhan Wade.
Had I known, I'd have been there with her.
I would have sat there, held her hand, and cried with her.
And held them titties up.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let her know I'm here for you, girl.
To support you and spend some of this money. But, she was in public in Chicago making a fool of herself, quote unquote, because she was upset about Dwayne Wade and the way he had been doing her and her time, visitation time with the kids. Like, he was doing shit like scheduling, team activities for the kids with basketball and shit when they're supposed to be with her so that her time with the kids got cut short. She's supposed to have 3 days a week or whatever, 3 days every month or some shit. And he was scheduling shit so that the kids, I had to come home early.
Can I just say that I love the fact that Dwayne Wade was doing the shit that you hear a lot of women
do? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't support it, but that is what a lot of women get accused of doing.
It is just hilarious. I don't support it either, but it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. It's some, like, he's a petty motherfucker, man. Like, that's some petty ass shit to do to your wife, the mother of your kids. While you're out here gallivanting with Gabrielle Union, like you done came up and shit, like.
No, she's crazy. Like, you know she's not mentally stable.
Right. But you're not helping.
Right.
Is what I'm saying. It's like, you know what it is, man? It's like that dude that is married to a bitch. And we all know he's married to a bitch. Everybody is like, when they were dating, she's a bitch. We said, I'm about to get married. Everybody rolled their eyes. Like, I know he's not going to marry that bitch. She is a bitch. She is mean to all his friends. She don't like him. She run him. He seems miserable. And then 5 years later, he's like, you know, my wife was being a bitch today. And you just had that look on your face like, nigga, we know. Like, but I don't have no sympathy because you, why today? You've been dealing with it forever. Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, him trying to run his wife out here, like, see, she crazy, ain't she, y'all? It's, like, borderline, it's disrespectful because it's like, dude, we knew she was crazy.
Right.
And you trying to act like it's some new shit so you can go out and get these new chicks. You obligated yourself to crazy. You got to deal with this shit. I don't give
you
a fuck.
Crazy. Yeah, you fuck crazy. That's your fault.
And now you trying to make it, like, she's crazier. You doing shit to make her more crazy?
She gave you two boys.
Two sons. So this is her in the middle of the street in Chicago. Well, not middle of the street, on the sidewalk. She has some signs. She has some people that were supporting her. She's talking to the media. Here's a couple minutes of her talking and saying what issues she's having.
I have a mother who hadn't seen her grandchildren in years. And their grandfather hadn't seen them. I have one living great grandmother. Please. I'm entitled to this. The parenting coordinator, Howard Rosenberg, he told me, Miss Wade, if you do not allow Zaire to go to that basketball game, I'm going to go ask the judge that you never see your children again. And I'll send you the email.
So she's saying, in case y'all can't hear it over some of the wind, her kids haven't seen their grandmother in years because of Dwayne Wade. Also, they have like a person that is like a mediator between them with like how much time she can spend with the child. It's always supervising stuff. He said that if she didn't allow them to go to the basketball game, which would cut their time short, he was going to make sure she never saw her children again. Nigga, is it that serious, man? I mean, I get as a kid going to play a basketball game is like, you know, it seems very serious when you're a kid. Like, but if I'm only going to get to see my mom for 3 days, you know, I would like to think at some point I look back on that and go, I only got one mom. I got 1,000 basketball games to play, you know?
The only reason why I question that is, like, how the fuck did he get custody and she get only limited visitation? Like, there's something else going on there because, first of all, mothers usually get custody, and then for her to be on supervised limited visitation, there gotta be something wrong with this chick, yo.
No.
Well, I think me and Justin wouldn't even fight you that she's crazy.
Okay.
So just for the record, we support her, but we're not lying and saying she's sane. We saying he been dealing with crazy so long, he don't get to pull out like this.
Yeah, you're right. The other thing is, he got lawyers. Like, he actually has lawyer money. Right. She don't have any money.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. Yeah, he's able to like go at her with all this money. And, you know, with enough money, you can pretty much prove anything. Cause like, I can do something fucked up, like, something passive aggressive, like have Gabrielle Union hanging out with our kids, taking pictures with TMZ. And then when you call and cuss me out and it's on a voicemail, I can go, see your honor. She's crazy. She called me threatening me and my new girlfriend. Oh, you know, and I don't know what's wrong with it.
I know the divorce not final, but that's not the point.
I know I've been cheating on her for years and, but that's not what we're talking about right now. Talking about this crazy voicemail she left. Right. So,
and then, you know, the judge the video.
She really got the crazy sit out too. Oh yeah.
And this is the other thing. He took the trial back to Chicago. They love him in Chicago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like he giving out autographs after the court sessions, things like that. Like, of course he's going to get what he want in that situation, but he's not. What's going to happen is, here's the other thing too. The only reason they probably even as good as they are at basketball is because she actually been spending time with them and taking them to the court when they was kids. Because this nigga was out here playing with the Olympus and hanging out with Bron and Shaq.
And fucking chicks.
Because look at Jordan kids compared to Wade kids. They probably actually be talented. The other thing is, they going to resent the shit out of D-Wade when they get older for keeping them away from their mom.
Trying to poison them against their mom. That's like one of the worst things you can do, man.
Got them hanging out with this other hoe, Gabrielle.
That's the worst thing about this whole thing is when you put kids in the middle of a divorce, worse as a parent, even if you're right, worst thing you can fucking do because you're still wrong.
Yeah.
They going to resent the shit out of
him. Let me play some more of this shit. I don't know. Let me move it. There you go. Yeah, they were like, when's the last time that, I think they say, like, when's the last time you got to see your kids or some shit before this? And she said, I'd have to look at a calendar. Like, he just disrespecting the fucking, like, rules and shit. Like, yeah, bitch, whenever I can send them, I'll send them. Well, I get to you. They playing basketball right now.
She should have them the whole season, the whole NBA season.
Yeah, I'm like, it's just crazy, man. So everybody was like, why does she care? She got $1 million. Who gives a fuck? She gets $35,000 a month. That's it. I'm like, first of all, unlike a lot of these women, she did come up with this dude.
Right.
So don't pull the look, bitch, you got some money. You a groupie. You got broke off. She probably feels like she's entitled to half of his shit. And justifiably so.
And look at it this
way. She was with him shooting at the gym.
Now, y'all talk about how D-Wade at the end of his career. That means she been there through all the other good years.
Right. All the cheating, all the shit. Like,
I remember her being there with him, like, when he first got to Miami.
Right.
I remember that shit.
I remember she was a fat, nerdy chick.
Right, yeah.
And she was like, oh, these groupies are real. Let me get a physical trainer. Mm-hmm. Let me get my tits done. Like, I know my, this is what my boo is into. But it's like, you can't compete with Gabrielle Union because he's after that celebrity shit. So
she put up with the Shaq level of cheating. And dude, y'all know how Shaq cheat. He out here buying chicks cars and shit like that. So you know D-Wade was out here. She looking at the account like a $50,000 purchase.
So everybody's like, what is she doing this for? I don't get it. Let me tell you what she's doing this for. Hot off the presses. After 6 years and a messy battle that became public. Right? Crazy, right? Crazy like a fucking fox. Suddenly, they were able to get a divorce settlement. Right. After she went out and acted the fool and put his shit on blast, like, oh, I see he getting these awards at the BET award about being a good person and shit. Let me tell you what he's not a good person at. Let me see my kids taking care of his responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, well, he offered her $1 million and $35,000 monthly support. Well, she got $5 million. $5 million. There's a non-disparage agreement.
That's
so.
Oh, it should have been more than that.
Should have been more. I agree.
She should have got half.
I agree. But she also got.
Juanita got half.
Well, that's why I'm thinking that there's something else going on with this. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, I remember her coming up. She should have gotten half. So the fact that she didn't have half or the kids, D-Wade can be, there's only so much you can do as being a piece of shit get away with that shit. Mm-hmm. But there's something else going on with this. Even if her being, you know, a little bit crazy, she should have gotten way more than $5 million.
Part of it, too, is Juanita had her own money prior to Jordan. I mean, let's not forget, he met Juanita in college at Carolina, so she had her own money.
I'm pretty sure he met Juanita when she was a dancer for the Bulls. Yeah, she got him after he came out, but still she was his first. I'm like, mm-hmm. he's a Bama type of nigga that would wife up a chick with no prenup. That's just some Michael Jordan ignorant country shit. Yeah, I'm not even like, that's almost his own thing. But Miss Funches, according to Wade's attorney, he says, has made a mockery out of homelessness, which is a serious and personal issue for Mr. Wade, as his mother was homeless for a period of time when he was a child.
Oh, stop.
Guess who he was living
guess who
with
he stayed with?
Fucking Savant.
Yeah, guess who he stayed with when his mother was homeless for a period of time when he was a child? Siobhan Funch's family. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mockery, really? I think she's just reenacting what happened.
Yeah, he also won a separate court battle in 2011 to get full custody of his children. Pritikin said Wade has been provided $25,000 in monthly support for Funches, paying for a mortgage, four cars, insurance, tax, and attorney fees. Earlier this month, Funches filed a lawsuit against Wade for failure to pay income from endorsement contracts as part of the 2008 agreement. Everybody was acting like she wasn't entitled to that money. But, I mean, if that's what you agree, you can't be trying to hide that money, dude. Oh, no, this Nike shit, this different. Mm-mm. Yeah. All of it half, mm-hmm. nigga.
That's the thing about it, man. And, you know, you'll never find out how much the commissioners make
right.
for the NBA. But all the NBA players, all the endorsements, everything is out there. You can't hide it, D-Wade.
So, yeah, basically, they say she's still crazy, but they crazy like a fox because they went and gave her $5 million. So it worked.
He better hope she don't start leaking shit like news, mm-hmm. Other shit she seen, pictures she got of him. Like,
yeah.
Well, there's a non-disparage agreement. So,
from this point on, that would top crazy. That isn't top crazy.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm just saying. From this point on, it would violate her money thing.
Oh, okay.
So she would have to get some money back to do that.
We'll see how crazy she really
is. Yeah, I don't think she's that crazy. Honestly, I mean, I think she's crazy. But the fact that she turned $1 million into five.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Damn. People forget this lawsuit started over $1 million.
Hey,
D-Wade was like, fuck you.
He's keeping them kids away from him. It's going to turn. She's going to start leaking shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to just speculate that, but I just know that this shit started over $1 million that he didn't want to pay. And it turned into $5 million that he did pay. So. Crazy like a fucking fox.
I wonder how many times she called his mama a crackhead to his face. That's why your mama a crackhead.
Probably a lot, man. Whenever he came in smelling like Gabrielle Union. Derrick Rose.
What does Gabrielle Union smell like? What does
Puffy smell like?
Well, I don't know what Gab smells like. Probably white dudes. That's the only movie she does is I'm fucking a white dude movies.
I imagine sewage.
Rose sounds like a homewrecker. Rose's confidence makes a comeback. That's right, Derrick Rose. They asked him who is the best player in the NBA. He said, "Me, nigga." Greg Oden works out for teams. Yeah, I'm giving that Derrick Rose story the exact amount of appreciation it needs. Greg Oden was working out for teams, including the Miami Heat, Sacramento Kings, and New Orleans Pelicans.
And he hurt himself?
And he's still alive, according to sources.
That's Mr. Glass right there.
Yo, I need D-Wade and Greg Oden to do a fucking buddy cop movie, yo.
Hey, man, how nervous is Greg Oden before every workout? You know, he'd be in that locker room sweating like shit, like, "Lord Jesus, please just get me through one more workout so I can get this money.
Yo,
I just need to get on the roster, Lord, please, in your name."
Look, why did he even try out for other teams? I'm picking one team, give it all I got, because you know if you go from, when you go from one team to the next, you're wearing down.
Right.
It's likely you're going to get hurt.
I guarantee he's asking that same question to his agent. His agent is like, "All right, man, I got us try with the Hawks. Why?
Why?
We already tried out for three times. Why are we trying to fucking roll the dice again, dude?
You know, only got 12 good yeah. games in me, right?"
We go. You know, each time I practice, that's one game down, right?
We go workout number 7. I got 5 left. I need you to make some things happen.
Right. These count. I don't know what you think, but these shits count. These things hurt my knees like all the other shit.
You want to get paid too, right?
Right. Oh my God. Yo, Greg Oden came out of a fucking, came out of college and got into the NBA looking like, which is like Uncle Drew, yo.
Yo,
Uncle Drew, but without the skill.
Yo, he could do the. He need to get in those Uncle Drew commercials, but don't wear makeup. He just need to go ahead and get in. He'd be the only one without the old people makeup. The other thing too about this shit though is funny is like I would pay money for a documentary following him and his agent around, and like when they go in those offices and pitch to those teams, and you know the agent make all those promises like, "Oh no, Greg's 100%. He's back. Okay, all the yeah." Would he be willing? Say again, Chris.
They did a commercial for this, wasn't it? What was it? Was it a Snickers commercial or something like that? Where the dude was the agent and he had the tall white dude?
Yes.
And they came around to different joint and eventually went overseas?
Yes. I would love to see that with him where it's like, well, is he game to do some practice? I mean, we're going to run some practice drills.
I'm going to be the sports team. I want you to come in as Greg Oden's agent.
All right. Hey, how's it going, Mr. Buss?
Everything's going well. How about yourself? Are you doing okay?
Oh, I'm doing great. Spectacular, actually. And you know who else is doing spectacular? My client, Greg Oden. We're ready to get back into the league, baby. Let's do it.
Okay. Any reason why he's in a wheelchair?
Well, we're actually, willing to, first of all, he's healthy. We just, he likes the role. You know, it's a fun thing a lot of kids are doing now. It's coming back. It's kind of like skateboarding. Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm.
Did he have an accident recently? I mean, why is he in a wheelchair?
No, that, like I said, there's no accidents here. He just, he likes to do that. Doctors order that he does it, but he likes to do it just for the fun of it. Anyway, I mean, it's like a gag.
You know, we had Andrew Bynum on our team. You know, I know about knee surgeries and things like that, right?
Right. That's actually what we were coming at to say was like, didn't y'all miss Andrew Bynum last year? Wouldn't y'all lead another dude that can play somewhere between 2 and 72 games? Like y'all could, you know, like that's what Greg is willing to give right now. We're willing to go run any test physically that you want us to run this minute.
We can guarantee at least 2 games.
Yeah. We guarantee he will play 2 games no matter what. Now, it's up to your discretion when you use those 2 games. You want to go to the playoffs, go to the finals, you want to use them for game 6 and 7.
Are we talking the minimum veterans rate or are we talking the rookie salary here? What are we?
You know, right now, I think Greg is willing to drop his price. We just saw, you know, we understand that people want to invest, you know, in a product. We just saw that Andrew Bonham just got a nice deal with Cleveland for 2 years.
Right.
We're willing to do 5 years, $50 million so off tops. So, $10 million a year. We feel like it's a fair price.
So you're comparing my organization to the Cavaliers?
No, that's why we're asking for more money. Because we feel like this is a classier organization that demands more from its players. And Greg,
somebody wheel this motherfucker out of my office. Security!
I just want to see Greg's
wheel
eyes.
Wheel this motherfucker out of my office right now.
Greg, just, Greg, it's fine. We'll go to another team. Just don't worry about it.
And make them take the stairs. Cut off the elevators. Wheel this motherfucker out of my office right now.
Yo, the funny thing about that two-game minimum joint is, you can be like, yo, no. It doesn't even have to be two full games.
Right.
Like, two games over a 10-game period.
Right. If you would like to, yeah, if you would like to play him for a half, that counts.
He giving Juwan Howard minutes.
Right. But wait, he can't practice though.
Right, no practice. What I want to see though is Greg's face when his agent says shit like, when they're like, well, I mean, we can run him through some suicides right now. I just want to see Greg's face when he's looking like, nigga, are you serious? Like, we're not about to do no suicides, dude. I don't
even want the liability of him working out in my facility.
Right. I'm like, I'm going to need him to sign a waiver for insurance because we don't want to be responsible for anything.
No. Insurance, they will drop you after allowing him to work out in your facility.
Right.
Think of like, nigga, you knew this was Greg Oden to sign this waiver, right?
Greg Oden is like flood insurance. Like, nobody gets it, but if you do get flooded, it will ruin you. You know? Colin Kaepernick has a tortoise. And a lot of people go, that's unusual.
Smart purchase.
Am I right? That is. Smart. Darnell Dawkins said, I will see your tortoise and I will raise you a pet tiger named Little Buddy.
Smart. Smart.
Now, see, that's just, okay. I've seen this. I've seen this happen.
I'm loving San Francisco.
On Animal Planet, and that's just never ends well.
Yeah, he plays for the Cardinals, Darnell Dawkins. And he's,
so him does he and his, hang out with Kaepernick?
Him and his tiger, Lil Buddy, who he weighs 60 pounds and is very chill and very playful.
Human. He has a midget at this point.
It will grow to be 500 pounds. So.
Nigga, my dog Maximus is probably about 120 right now.
What's your dog name again, Chris?
Maximus. All right. Ain't no goddamn way I'm getting a goddamn tiger that could at one point get to 500 pounds.
Dude, this is insane.
Wait till the tiger actually turns tiger and does what tigers do.
Dockett also said he made an offer for $30,000 to get a pet monkey, but the monkey's current owner would not consider it.
Oh, these niggas and their money.
It's actually worse. Monkeys, people don't understand this. Chimps are goddamn worse than a fucking tiger. Mm-hmm. Like, remember that chimp that took that woman's face off up in New York and shit?
They're stronger than you think.
I saw Planet of the Apes.
Right.
Yes.
Fuck research. I saw Planet of the Apes. You don't have to explain anymore.
He gonna go in there and be like, look, monkey, get off the table. And she's gonna be like, no! Monkey is home! I'm sorry.
I don't want any, like, at least with a tiger, you don't let your guard down because you're like, well, it's a fucking tiger. What happens with monkeys is people get too comfortable with monkeys and be like, oh, he's cute. He's sitting there with the hat on. He's at the table. So everything's fine. Then one day the monkey goes monkey.
Mm-hmm.
I saw King Kong.
Right. No.
This is worse than gang tattoos. I would drop him from my team right now. I would ask the lawyer, is there any way to get this dude off of my team? Because I don't want a monkey-owning motherfucker. I don't want to depend on him for anything to do with making money.
A monkey and a tiger. This nigga thought he was Michael Jackson.
Yes. Know? And obviously that $30,000 was a fucking impulse buy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person wasn't even selling it.
Right.
So that sounds like some... Oh man, is that your monkey?
What college did he go to?
How much it costs to get that monkey, man? How much you sell me that monkey for? He's like, man, I'm not selling that monkey, man. This, been part of my family and, you know, we basically, raised it from a baby. So no. Come on, man. $10,000? No. 15. Like, I can see, I already see how this shit got, man.
Work with me, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck with me.
So, dude, he was probably gonna buy the monkey and had no idea how to take care of the monkey.
Like, right.
Like, you gotta buy a trainer. You gotta buy somebody pay for somebody to take care. No.
I didn't buy the pet monkey. The dude would not sell it. I offered him a price that the only other person who would offer him that much is probably Michael Jackson. Rest in peace. But he wouldn't even entertain my offer when it came to the monkey. He said, now this is when I say, if I'm a fucking the Cardinals, I'll start seeing if I could trade him. Docker said he believes fans would really get behind him if he had a pet monkey, especially if the monkey attended games wearing its own Docket jersey.
He want to bring the monkey to training camp.
He got to go.
You know what? You know what? If you can't get rid of him, you put him on the roster as this nigga.
Right.
He went to Florida State.
I put the back.
This?
Hey, dude, I would. Like, the only reason I would have this monkey is to send to fans who can't get signatures at the camp. And let them deal with that. But say, could you picture that on game days? I'm coming to the game. I have my monkey with me. He has my jersey on. Think about it. After the game, the fans see me with the monkey. Ticket sales go up. Doc's jersey sales go up. Why? Because they all want to see me with my monkey. Nigga, nobody thinks like this.
Oh, wait. He says his pet target's name is Buddy. I'm going to bring him to practice in the training camp at least one day. See, that's why the other dude quit.
Right.
It was a
concussion. We solved the mystery. We solved the mystery, dog.
You look like a tiger? Fuck that.
It's like, niggas got tigers, man. I'm out, dude. What?
Was like, niggas and tigers? Right. Nope.
Why you quitting?
My white papers kicked in. I'm going back to school, yo.
Right. Why you quitting, dog? Tigers. Well, you can't say that. Okay, concussions. Make something up. I don't give a fuck.
They got tigers and monkeys out this bitch.
Right. Good grief. This is funny. This is only takes about 20 seconds. Fan called in to a Mike Francesca sports show. And let's just see how it went, guys. It's pretty good.
For A-Rod. Mo in New Jersey. What's up, Mo?
What's happening, Mike?
Yes, what's up?
Good. I'm hanging out here. I'm with my girlfriend, Cindy, and we're both big fans in the show. We're both big Mets fans. And I'm a little nervous, but you know what? I'm going to ask her in front of the whole New York.
Jimmy and Paramus, what's up, Jimmy?
Yeah. Yeah.
He hit the button quick on that, dude. He didn't even blink.
He was gonna propose to his girlfriend on the radio in front of everybody, and that dude said, "Yeah, Jimmy, what's up, Jimmy? Can I get, dude? This is so smooth. I had to play it again. Hold on, let me play it again. Hold on. This is so good.
We're both big Mets fans, and I'm a little nervous, but you know what? I'm gonna ask her in front of the whole New York."
Jimmy and Paramus, what's up, Jimmy?
I don't know why you crazed yourself into a corner with this A-Rod and the Yankee conspiracy stuff.
He went on like it was nothing. That shit got nothing to do with me.
That dude is not only devastated, but his girlfriend probably told him no afterwards, yo.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was so good, dude. Jimmy Paramus, what's up? Nobody wants to talk about this shit. Quick thing. We haven't talked about this on the show because, I don't think the Tar Heels are going to be that good next year. But, PJ Harrison got in some trouble and he got caught with a gun next to his car. No license on him. Weed was in the car. And, a lot of Duke fans are celebrating this shit, talking about Carolina basketball program. We're going to see how this is handled. It's dirty. You gonna get in trouble? Well, PJ Harrison had all the charges dropped. Yep. All the charges dropped. Yeah. Gun was found right outside the car on the ground.
Right outside his window.
Car was rented by a felon, but Harrison was driving it.
Fingerprints on the gun?
Yep. Hayden Fats Thomas was the guy who was doing it.
Fats.
Mm-hmm. But he's fine. And I'm not going to get into all the details. I just want to play my jam real quick because I feel like we have a lot to celebrate as Carolina fans, and I feel like it makes people mad to know that he didn't get in trouble. So let me just jam on y'all.
Thought this was America, people. Yeah. Guilty until proven innocent, huh? That's how we working, huh? Okay. Before me, there was many.
After me, there will be none. I am the one.
Okay, I see how we playing. Yeah, I get it down. Anxiously, the public can't wait. Niggas had to have it way before
his release date.
Jigga get irate. Press get it fucked up. Took me 1.8, but I had to get it straight. Get the CD, 12-inch vinyl.
Get a tape.
Jigga give it food for thought, dog.
Get a plate.
I get it down. Get it crunk when I get in a state of mind. It was mine, it's mine. Nobody get the take. I don't bend, break, fold, scratch. Scroll down my mental Rolodex. See these words,
I just don't know.
I know stress,
trauma.
Niggas upset my mama. Arrested, put in a line. I'm trying to put this in my armor, but I'm a survivor. Plus, I'm liver than most. Out on bail, 50,000, still riding with toast. I ain't trying to collide with folk, but I don't want folk taking chicken for joke.
I guess you niggas just woke. Good morning. Hold me, but I'm not guilty. I got all of my mommy. UNC. That's right, y'all
what
niggas. We got off again. How does it feel? How does it feel to not have the police in your pocket? Holla at me, Ohio State. What does it feel like, Ohio State? They just look the other way, man. I love it.
I bet you the cop that even pulled him over got a funny look when he got called into his boss office.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, do you know who that was you pulled over?
He was like he had to make excuses. He was like, look, we got him cold. Got a gun right outside the car. Got weed inside. The guy had no license. Yeah, have a seat right there, Officer Tim. Do you know who that was you arrested? Well, he said he was PJ Harrison. He played for the Tar Heels or whatever, but he didn't even have a license. So I you know, it's full of shit.
You know those black guys. They all look alike.
Right.
Yeah.
They pull up ESPN. It's like they look like this.
Yeah. Plus, I'm a Kansas Jayhawk.
At that point, the door closes behind him and reveals Roy Williams is in the room with him. He's like, now here's
like in the Dark Knight when Batman shows up.
Yes. Joker. Here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna drop all the charges for one. Number two, you're not allowed to come to any more Tar Heels games. Number three, if I see or hear about you watching the Tar Heel game on TV, I'm gonna send some people at you. So
and we'll know.
He got put on unpaid suspension.
Right. Speaking of clown shit, Deion Sanders is going to have a reality TV show on Oprah's own network.
How did he pull that off?
Cause his life is fucked up, man. Like, he's on Twitter and shit talking about getting caught cheating and getting beat up by like Pilar Sanders and shit like this. And his daughter was on there talking shit about his ex-wife. Like, nigga, no.
Wait, his daughter was talking about Pilar not the mom? Or I thought he and Pilar had been together since college.
Nah, they was having issues you know what? I don't care. I don't remember the details exactly.
Pilar sexy, man.
Okay.
She might be crazy, mm-hmm. but she's sexy.
I understand. I'm not trying to debate that. I'm sure she's a sexy woman. He can get money other ways, dog.
Let him brother feel me on it.
Like, stop embarrassing yourself.
I don't know, she is.
Yeah, no, I'm not debating it. She is fine. And she is also crazy. But my thing is, don't go on TV, man. Just, like, what happened to people just having a private life and being okay with it?
NFL Network not paying what they used to.
I always gotta sell shit, man. Just go have a ratchet ass family on the low, man. Stop trying to capitalize off this shit. Niggas gonna, and the thing is, the drama is real. It's not like, oh, okay, it's a boring family and they're going to make up drama for TV. They just going to put cameras in their house, man. It's already a fucked up family.
You know, he had a commercial during the Super Bowl. What is he out here doing? It's not even needed.
Yeah.
You know, remember he was coming back. What was his Super Bowl name? He was coming back to the league.
What was it?
Oh, Leon Sandcastle?
Yeah, like it was a dope ass funny commercial.
Yep.
Like you could, from that point, you could just start doing comical commercials.
Yeah. Like, why do we gotta, everybody don't need cameras in their house, man. Let it go. Vince Young just auctioned off his stuff to satisfy some debt that he had. He had a $1.9 million loan that had a staggering 20% interest. Jesus Christ.
20%?
Nigga, are you serious? That's like credit card interest rate.
That's worse.
At $1.9 million? That's like a bad credit card.
A really bad credit card.
Like, why do you need credit cards when you have $1.9 million?
That's like missing several payments on your credit card, and then they jump up from the introductory interest rate to the fuck you interest rate.
See, that's the problem with these young niggas when they get this money. They don't build their credit slowly, so they have a good credit rating, so you don't need a 20% interest rate when you get shit anymore.
Yeah.
I have $1 million. I'm not using a credit card.
Yeah, apparently he got a loan for $1.9 million with 20% interest. Then last year there was a judgment that he still owed them $1.7 million on the loan. He was on the bills. He got cut a month later. Then he sued his former agent and financial planner for $5.5 million, claiming they forged his signature and used the money for themselves. But in a deposition last December, Young admitted that he probably signed the documents, though he also claimed he never had access to the money. Dude, are you serious?
You know what? I think I know exactly how you're asking why they have a credit card. I know exactly what happens. These dudes get the money, and they tell them, open up a line of credit, because you don't have all your money yet. Build it up slowly. And what happens is these dudes go way too far.
Yep. He used that loan to spend more than $300,000 on his own birthday party.
Yeah, see, it's dumb shit.
Yeah. Apparently, he's legally on the hook for the loan, but he can hold on to $60,000 in personal property. But everything else has to go. He has to sell it and go towards his debt obligations. His attorney tried to get temporary restraining order to stop the constables, but that effort was denied by a judge.
Who takes on this case? Like, I'm not. Why would I work for somebody who already owe?
Hey, lawyers always find a way to get their money.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's like, was the lawyer like, man, you give me mine first up front, I'll take care of the rest.
He just add himself to the creditors. And also me. Like, let's see, the IRS, these people you got this loan from, my fees. Also, it looks like the NFL. Another thing happened to, some niggas asked LeBron James and Dwayne Wade to quit the Heat because of, Trayvon Martin. Terrell Brown learned via Twitter that his agent cost him $2 million.
Damn, for Twitter.
Yeah. And so then he fired him.
How about suing him and get your money back?
He was due $2.925 million in salary in 2013, but $2 million of that was conditional on his attendance to the Niners' voluntary offseason activities. Since his agent did not tell him that, he opted to stay his ass at home.
Are we talking about practice?
Losing $2 million.
Are we talking about practice?
Here's the thing, though. This is exactly why Jay-Z needs to be in the agent business. These last two stories, with Vince Young and this dude.
Oh, man.
It's why I don't want to hear shit about Jay-Z being an agent. Anyone can do better than this. This nigga lost 66% of his salary over some bullshit.
He still gotta show up for work. During the season.
This gonna be the angriest season this dude has ever played, dude. And he can't say they cheated him because it's in the contract.
Hey, he gonna look at his check and be like, wait a minute. This ain't right. This is missing some zeros. So they gonna be like, nah, you earned this $600.
He said, no one wants to leave money on the table.
Well, see, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Agents fucked up, said that. But this is also why these niggas, I don't have any of these niggas. It's like, yo, read your contract, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, that, like, you pay, Like, I get it. I'm not going to front. I get it. You pay people to, like, when you buy a house, you pay people to, they'll even tell you, like, don't just listen to this person. You pay somebody else to, like, tell you what the fuck is in it.
Right.
And I get it, man. Like, you're a young dude that might not be so, you know, savvy, quote unquote, and might not, you know, you're not using my 34 years of experience to go back and be like, yo, I need to check every detail. Plus, nobody, you probably don't know anybody else with this kind of contract. But, like,
ask a question, dog. Ask a question.
Like, yeah, like,
all this money? Oh, no, you gotta go to practice, though. Oh, okay.
Like, I know he just thought he had the same shit everybody else had.
But here's the thing, though. I wonder what he was really doing while they was at the volunteer workouts. Like, was it, like, was he at home just chilling, like, I need something to do, I'm bored.
Right, he probably wanted to do it. He's like, man, he probably told his agent, like, yeah, you think I should go to OTAs? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean,
the funniest joke would be if he was on Twitter that day, joking about how he didn't have to go.
Oh, nigga. He was just like, hey, man, y'all enjoy that hot ass sun in them tour days.
Yep.
And then later on, he got hit up like, hey, man, you know you lost $2 million a day, right? He said, if I would have known the clauses in my contract, that's what agents get paid to do, to orchestrate the contract and let you know what you can and can't do as far as workouts and OTAs and things of that sort. That's what he got paid to do. He didn't do that. So in my opinion, you have to be let go. We are all held accountable for our actions. This is part of the business. So.
Oh, that's how you're going to so you're accountable for your actions by not going
and not reading your contract.
How awesome is it that he learned via Twitter?
Man, I love.
Nigga, how big were his eyes when he fucking saw that tweet?
He didn't punch a hole in the wall. He soft.
He probably laughed. He probably was like, nah, man, that's crazy. He probably was like, no way, anybody would do that.
I wonder how long it took the agent to return his call.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, you know, he went straight to voicemail that first call. What the fuck? He probably was looking in his contract and shit. Like, nah, what the fuck is this?
He panicking and shit.
Jerry, get on the phone.
Why this nigga won't call me back?
I just put a picture of what I imagine his. I just put a picture in the chat of what I imagine him looking like when he read that tweet. It was like, hey, dog, you lost $2 million today. By the way, speaking of Jay-Z, his talks with Jadeveon Clowney have been ruled to be fair within the NCAA rules. So white people still out here trying to scare these people off of Jay-Z. It's not working. NCAA said he's allowed to talk to players and they can talk to agents as long as no agreements are reached regarding future representation. All these other agents do it, but somehow when hip-hop mogul Jay-Z does it, it's about to get real racist. So
yeah, I don't understand why they can't let, why Jay-Z can't do this. Like, I heard a lot of people go, oh, Jay-Z's doing sports and others. Why can't he run that as another business? He's not going to be rapping forever. I mean, yeah, he's trying to set up something outside of that. That's smart.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. He formed State Property.
Mm-hmm.
He found Beanie Sigel in Philly. Nobody else is going to Philly.
They're
going to
be mad if he signed with Jay-Z. Woo! Plus, man, the other thing is Jay-Z ain't doing shit.
Supposedly.
Like, he just a cool motherfucker they send to talk to you for like 10 minutes.
Right.
And then he hops on a plane and goes to do a concert somewhere else. Like, it's, they make it seem like Jay-Z is walking around with papers for niggas to sign and shit.
It's like the same thing they did with him buying the Nets. It's
yes.
Like, nigga, he's not really, he's owner, but not really.
Exactly. It's like he might come in with some shades on and make a couple jokes or something, talk about an album, and then get the fuck out of there.
Give you some concert tickets and shit.
Yeah.
They make it
seem like he's out here selling crack and then going and signing these deals.
Yeah, if he signed Johnny Football, though.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Can you imagine the protest?
Yep. He's only one name on that agency, man. Like I don't even know if he's the name, but he's just a person at the agency. The actual other agents do the work. Florida Gators linebacker Antonio Morrison has been arrested the second time in 5 weeks, this time for allegedly barking at a police dog and resisting arrest.
Where my dog's at? I mean, maybe.
Hey, your dog.
Maybe he was listening to DMX. He got hype off the show.
He's going to miss the first two games of the season after being suspended from the team on Sunday. I just want to know, what situation do you end up barking at a police dog?
Man, this
dude sounds like a handful.
But here's the thing, though, man. It's not like he was. How many of us really, like, for people to have friends with dogs and the dog barking, you playing and barking at the dog back? Like, he probably got pets at home. He probably bark at those dogs too.
Well,
no, I got. I'm gonna say no on that one because it's a police dog.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
I'll do that for a regular dog, but a police dog that's trained to bite your ass.
So you can't say hello to the police dog.
Just niggas and police dogs are not friends.
No,
that is a historical fact.
I mean, I get that. I'm just saying, is it? It doesn't warrant suspension and or arrest.
Let me tell you why I warrant suspension.
It's a dumb nigga.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you exactly why I warrant suspension, and by reading this report. According to the police report, police responded to a suspicious incident and disturbance call at 3:43 a.m. At a Gainesville hotel adjacent to a nightclub. When Officer William A. Arnold was investigating the vehicle that was subject of the call, a group of several men were walking along the street. One of the men reportedly approached a patrol car and began barking at his police dog through the open window. The report said the dog, named Bear, started to bark back at the man, which Arnold said in his report diverted his attention from investigating the vehicle. Then later, the report said Arnold told the man, later identified by his driver's license as Morrison, to wait in the car in front of his patrol car, and the man resisted. When Arnold tried to handcuff him, two other officers arrived and helped detain Morrison. I'm extremely disappointed in Antonio Morrison's decision-making, Florida coach Will Muschamp said in a statement. He has been suspended from the team and will miss at least two games beginning of the season. So, 3:43 a.m. That's what did it for me.
He leaving the club.
Yeah.
He's not driving.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing anything. The dog, sure that dog was barking at him first.
Yeah, okay.
And he should sue for harassment.
Right.
Where's Johnny Cochran when you need him? I miss him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't be barking at police dog. And who knows? Like, cop could have been doing some undercover shit. Who knows? Like, the cop could have just been supposed to be investigating something. You over here blowing this fucking shit.
He should have continued to investigate and left and stopped worrying about the fucking dog.
Well, let's concentrate on something we can agree on, Justin. The last segment of the show.
Oh, this is my favorite segment.
La 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 la. Hey, Mamba. Kobe Bryant holds a meet and greet contest to fight homelessness. That's right, guys. Kobe Bryant is hosting a new contest where he wants to support people with his outreach programs that aim to strengthen and enrich the community, part of the KVBFF program. His foundation, Kobe Bryant and Vanessa. He's saying, you guys can come hang out with me. Hey guys, you know how much I enjoy connecting with my fans, especially if they white girls in the hotel room. So I'm thrilled to tell you about an amazing experience that we put together for you. By supporting the KVBFF and Sports Spectacular with a small donation towards our mission to fight homelessness, you'll be entered to win the ultimate Kobe experience. On August 15th, I'll be sitting down with Jimmy Kimmel at Nokia Theater LA live for Kobe Up Close, and I'm going to fly the winner and a friend out to join me. We'll set you up with a place to stay, front row tickets to the show, and passes to the VIP reception beforehand. And because no Kobe experience will be complete without a little one-on-one time, you'll get a chance to hang out with me before the show and play a game. But I'm not going to tell you that what game yet, because I don't want you to have the upper hand. Always competitive, Kobe. Good luck, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. Mamba out. So, I feel like, what game y'all think Kobe gonna play?
Because
his Achilles is messed up now. And he's still in rehab. So, what game do you think Kobe Bryant is gonna play? Chess. Okay, Chris, what game do you think Kobe Bryant will have people play?
trying to come back to me. Come back to me.
All right. I'm going to go with something that he would have a natural advantage at. So I'm going to say, wheelchair basketball.
And, I know. So I got one.
Okay. What do you think?
Fucking white chicks.
Oh, hands down. He's got that. There's right. No way to beat him.
Man, this slander against Kobe is not okay right now.
Well, no. He fucked that chick. That's not even up for debate.
Right.
That's what that ring says.
But it's not a contest.
Oh, yeah, it's no contest. That's true. There's no way to beat him. That's probably why he would do it, though. Like, I feel like whatever he picks is going to be so rigged. It's going to be like set shots from half court.
Right.
Some shit that nobody else could do. Like, nigga, I can't shoot a set shot. I need to run and start. Nah, set shots, man. You can do a set shot from half court or not at all.
Man, low key, if I got to hang out with Kobe, I would try to get him to bring Vanessa just so I could holler at her.
Man, not me. I'm scared of what Kobe would do if he tried to fuck with his family.
Low key.
Oh, yeah, no.
You saw what he did. He was about to fucking knuckle up Karl Malone for saying that I'm hunting little Mexican girls. That shit got Karl Malone off the team. He's like, all right, then, legend. enjoy the Hall of Fame, nigga, because you are off of this team. But anyway, that's been Balls Deep, man. Chris has been on the show. Really didn't have a lot to talk about, but we ended up talking for a while, man, just off of bullshit. So thank you everybody for coming to hang out. Thank you, Chris, for being on the show. Check him out in Sandy Check. Wow, this is our longest show ever too. I just looked. How short are the shows gonna be when it's like fantasy football and scores? People probably gonna be looking back on these days like that was when it was good. But yeah, thanks so much everybody for coming out. We'll check you out next week. Peace.